Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here he is, Brian. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The wave is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, 7:35 a.m. in California. Right now it's partly cloudy. It's 59 degrees and cloudy. Today we expect to get around maybe 92. Traffic is very light. If you're going downtown, it would only take you 25 minutes. The air quality is very nice. There you go. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. I am your host. Yes, I am. If you'd like to come to the studio to discuss something, especially our subject for the show today, you can reach me or come into the studio. It's a call-in show. That's right. You just pick up your phone and put your finger in the dial and call on it. That's what you do. 319-527-6099, 319-527-6099. That's the number that will get you in the studio. That's the number to get your voice around the world. It's 319-527-6099. That's the number. Today's subject... Oh, by the way, I got another notice from Blog Talk when I do this stuff. Oh, boy. Threatening to yank me off the air again. I don't know why. I play by the rules. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. I don't know why they pick on me. Today's subject, mindfuck. 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 A relationship nightmare. Do you want to play a game? Do you, baby? Do you want to play a game? I bet you do. You love games. Yep. That's what we're going to be talking about. Blog Talk sent me another letter. Please look at the rules of conduct. Shut up. Shut up, Blog Talk. Shut up.
blah, 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 blah. There are no cursing. What was it? I'm going by. I looked at the rules again around 2 in the morning. No bullying. Basically, it says no cursing, no bullying. Be polite. Welcome your guests. Don't be offensive. Oh, that's the word, offensive. Basically, they said that if you keep doing this, you will be off the air. They had another problem with pussy. So they have a problem with pussy fuck. Those are the things that Blog Talk has a problem with, pussy and fuck. I didn't know about me talking about pussy or fucking is offensive, but apparently to you guys they are. You know, like I said, if you ever talk to a person, I would say 40 now, 40 and under. If you ever talk to a person, every other word out of their mouth is fuck. Every word. They cannot complete a sentence unless the word fuck is in it. And I guess when I was smaller, that word got a little bit more. They started to use the word, like, because I used to live on the beach, was fucking A. That's all you heard, fucking A. Fuck. There was the thing about fuck. Why are we so offensive about the word fuck? I mean, how is it so offensive? I know it's a slang word. You prefer. I don't know. Here's a little, I like this thing on, YouTube about the word fuck. It's really funny. And I don't have it. And I can't find it anymore right now. They even have a big song called Fuck with some music, F-U-C-K, by Victoria Monet. It was funny. It was funny. Maybe I'll find it. Let me see. I guess I tracked early, right? But now it interests me because I don't know why a simple word. Let me try this. Get ready, sidetrack me. But here's a woman right here talking about it. And it's always nice when a woman talks about it. Let me see.
Hi, everyone. Before we get started, Frank has something important to say. If you are a person who is easily offended, don't watch this video. In other words, if you don't like hearing swear words, just fuck off right now. Thanks, Frank. Yes, as you could see from the title, this video is all about the word fuck. If that bothers you, this video is probably not for you. The word fuck is generally considered one of the most vulgar words in the English language. The only swear words which are usually considered stronger are cunt, also known as the C word, and motherfucker. And the latter, of course, has the word fuck in it.
There you go. I mean, there's more, but I missed it. I was getting coffee. What did she say the other words are?
Right now.
What did she say the other words were?
Cunt, also known as the C word, and motherfucker. And the latter, of course, has the word fuck in it. Just by itself, it can be a verb, a noun, or an interjection. You can add suffixes to it to get words like fucking. It is used in some compound nouns, and it is used in some phrasal verbs. Yes, no matter what you do, you will never escape phrasal verbs. Let's first look at fuck as a verb. The literal meaning of to fuck is to have sex with someone. It can be transitive. For example, Kate fucked Tom. Or intransitive. Kate likes to fuck. To fuck can also mean to treat someone unfairly or harshly. For example, I got fucked by the used car salesman. You can also use it as a verb to show that you're annoyed or angry with someone or something. You simply say fuck and then the person or the thing. For example, fuck Tom. He did that on purpose just to annoy me. Fuck this phone. I'll never buy a cheap one again. You can also put a pronoun after it. For example, fuck you. This construction can be used to express indifference as well. In other words, to show that you really don't care about something. Fuck Tom. I'm not interested in his opinions. Fuck this project. I don't care about my job anyway. Yes, that's what you say if you want to win Employee of the Month. They won't like it, but fuck 'em. Yes, normally instead of saying fuck them, we reduce it and we just say fuck 'em. If it is clear what you are talking about, you can just say fuck this. Fuck this. I don't care about my job anyway. A similar phrase to fuck this is fuck that. This is usually used if somebody really doesn't want to do something. Are you suggesting getting up at 6 a.m. to go to the gym? Fuck that. Another similar phrase is fuck it. This is used to express indifference or frustration. I hate this diet, so fuck it. I'm going out to buy some chocolate. Fuck it. They can fire me if they want. Yes, every employer's dream. Fuck it is an example of an interjection. But fuck by itself can also be used as an interjection. An interjection is a word or a phrase which expresses a sudden emotion. For example, if you are impressed by something, you might say, wow. If you suddenly experience physical pain, you might say, ouch. If you are angry or annoyed, you might say, shit. Or, fuck. For example, fuck, I left the windows open. Or, fuck, I forgot to put on deodorant. But you can also use fuck to express surprise or pain. Fuck, that's expensive. Or, fuck, that hurts. Sometimes, to make this a bit stronger, we add holy. Holy fuck, did you just see that? Another interjection with fuck is fucking hell. Fucking hell, Kate is late again. Now, fuck can be used as a noun as well. Firstly, it can mean the act of having sex. For example, Tom enjoys a good fuck. It can also mean a sexual partner. For example, Tom is a good fuck. The noun fuck can also be used as an insult for an unpleasant person. Tom is a nasty fuck. It's also used in the expression to not give a fuck. This means to not care about something or someone. Kate won't be happy, but I don't give a fuck. Tom doesn't give a fuck about his studies. Normally we use this expression in the negative form, so with not. To not give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. But sometimes we use it in the positive form, and then it means to care. For example, I would try harder if I gave a fuck. That means I would try harder if I cared. We use the phrase the fuck for emphasis if we want to show anger, annoyance, or surprise. Get the fuck out of my house. What the fuck is he doing? Where the fuck is she? Shut the fuck up. If something surprises or annoys us, sometimes we just say, what the fuck? In informal written language, this is often abbreviated to WTF. If you want to make what the fuck even stronger, you can add actual. What the actual fuck? Another abbreviation you might see online is AF. This stands for as fuck. And some people actually say AF because it sounds a bit more polite than as fuck. This is a very informal way of saying very, but we put it after the adjective. It's hot as fuck today. That means it's very hot today. He's crazy as fuck. That means he's very crazy. And while we're looking at abbreviations, another one you might see is FML. This stands for fuck my life. This is used to express annoyance, but normally it's for things that aren't very serious, and normally it's used a little bit humorously. For example, at the beginning of the meeting, I spilled coffee all over my shirt. Fuck my life. I failed my driving test for the third time. Fuck my life. Another common abbreviation is FFS. This means for fuck's sake. We don't usually say it like that though. The for becomes f or fur, and we link the two S's, so it's like there's one S. For fuck's sake. This is used to express anger, annoyance, or frustration. For fuck's sake, I missed the train again. For fuck's sake, stop asking me to go to the Star Trek convention with you. If you want to express this without swearing, two alternatives are for goodness sake and for crying out loud. Now let's look at some phrasal verbs with fuck. Firstly, to fuck around. You can also say to fuck about. They mean the same thing. These mean to behave stupidly or carelessly, or to waste time. Would you stop fucking around and do some work? Tom probably won't graduate because he just fucks about. You can also say to fuck somebody around or about. This means to treat somebody badly or to waste somebody's time. Don't fuck me around, just tell me the price. To be honest, you'll mainly hear that type of thing in movies because in real life, people tend to be more polite. People will often use this in the third person. For example, the salesman tried to fuck me around. But we don't usually say it to people. Now we have to fuck somebody over. This means to cheat somebody or exploit somebody.
And class, we're going to take a 5-minute break and continue our lessons about fucking. We will continue that. Thank you, class. Vogsock is probably losing their fucking mind right now. We told you, Mr. Jackson, that we told you that abusive language and abuse will not be tolerated on this show, on this platform. We are going to do something about it, and you won't know about it. Fucking shut up. Fuck you. That's today's lesson. So if I'm not on the air tomorrow, for fuck's sakes, I don't know what happened. So that's what we're talking about today, mindfuck. It's a relationship nightmare. Do you want to play a game? Mindfuck, it's an idea. It's a concept that shakes one's previously held beliefs or assumptions about the nature of reality. Mindfuck, the process of raping someone's intellect and or beliefs with lies and manipulation. The only defense is instinct and intuition, otherwise known as the truth. For example, a guy says, "Are you crazy? I would never fuck my ex-girlfriend. She's my ex for a reason." The woman will say, "Then why did she text you?" "I had fun riding your cock last night." The woman says, "Then why does she text you?" "I had fun riding your cock last night when you told me you were taking your grandpa to the doctor." The guy says, "Because she's crazy, baby. She's just jealous." There you go. It's just an example of mind fucking. And my ultimate fear, you know, we never really got to it. I'm hoping we get to it. Because I love it when mascots act up. You know, during any time of the game. It was funny. I don't know what city or state it was. I think it was New York, where they have the mascot races. Well, one person was a hot dog, and they would run around the track, and, you know, she's a hot dog. He didn't know it was a she, though. So it was a hot dog, and it was a hamburger and something, and their little legs and their hands are flirt, you know, and they're going around the track. Funniest thing, I enjoy it. I got a simple mind. I like it. It's funny to me. So apparently, to come around the track, this guy has a baseball bat and he hits the hot dog. And see, one thing about mascots is even if you hit them, they have that same expression on their faces, a dumb smile or whatever. You can beat them up and they're still with that dumb expression, which I find funny. So he hits the hot dog with a bat. Later, they take off the hot dog uniform, and it was a little girl. It was a girl, maybe 16, 17-year-old. Yeah, it's kind of sad. He just ruined it. But I like mascots. Now, you all have seen those conventions of Star Wars conventions, Space Odyssey convention, whatever convention they're dressing up, like Stormtroopers, so on and so forth, your superheroes, Marvel convention. I can go on. And these are grown-ass men, grown-ass women. These are grandmothers, grandfathers, nanas, and papas. And they're dressed like the cartoon characters. Or you get the idea. It's like you're grown ass. I guess you can go to the lighter thing as when a man buys a jersey with another man's on the back. You know, what are you doing? You're buying a football jersey or a baseball jersey or whatever, and there's somebody else's name on the back, not yours. What are you doing? I mean, you look silly. I know you want to support the person. I know you want to do it. I buy football jerseys, but I don't put the name on the back. I got a Raider one. Black jersey, black silver. Raiders. I support the team, but I don't have, well, one time I did. My cousin played for the Raiders, so I had his name on my back, but then I thought it was too homosexual, so I didn't do it. And I never got people doing that. So, you know, you got those people, okay. And then you wonder, how far do they take this? There's a thing called cosplay, C-O-S, play. Gamers know what this is. And it's a video game, and they dress up as their video game heroes and everything. It's another version of Marvel convention, whatever. Okay. But how far do you take it? How far do you take it? How far do you take that shit? Well, that's why I like the furries. It says here, we're going to be talking about the furries. Hopefully we'll get to it. Furries and the fetishes and the mermaids and there's mermaids. I had to talk with my, I was playing. I play a lot. Currently my girlfriend's mad at me. She's not talking to me. He's not. So if you're listening to the show and you feel this cool breeze all of a sudden, like air conditioning, it's not so bad if you live in 105 degree weather. You'll feel this. You'll feel that cool, cold air. It's that strong. Go over the phone. If she passes by, it's like. Trust me, it works. It chills up your spine. So I'm going to tell you a little story. I'm going to tell you a little story about a man named Brian. He's going to tell you a story, but I promise you he's not lying. But here you go. So I go to mind fuck. And I remember back in my head when I was a kid, I used to watch a science program, and they used to train monkeys, or it would be monkeys or dogs, to do a certain thing, then they get rewarded. I don't know what the name of it, but they get rewarded. Next thing you know, the monkey will, it'll be if you ring a bell, you get a pit, whatever. And you know what happened. The monkey started doing it. It became a way of habit, got rewarded. The other monkeys in the cave went, fuck you. Look at you being trained. You're being mind fucked, dude. Yeah, you know, meanwhile, he has a banana that's been rotten for about 2 days. I mean, the other monkeys, you know, eating high on a hog, you know, banana splits, banana ice cream, banana dinner, banana leaf. Meanwhile, this guy's saying, I'm not going to be brainwashed by these people, you stupid monkey. Who's suffering? Who's suffering? So I got to go to the dentist. I'm going to the dentist. So I go. And there's a cute girl. Her name is Amy. Amy is a sweet girl. You know how sometimes they're so sweet they squeak? You know, they just squeak. Now, to me, she's a kid. I would say she looks like she's 19, but she could be 22, maybe. Maybe. Short little thing, black hair, attractive, and great smile. She's at dinner's office. And I remember, so they let me know when my appointment is. My first introduction to Amy, and really Amy was a nice, she didn't really talk to me, was the other one, and I don't see the other one anymore, but anyway, Amy's in the picture now. So Amy would call, you know, they would send me my messages, like, you know, Mr. Jackson, you have an appointment, and blah, 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 and they would send me 4 or 5. You would have, the last one would be, please confirm you're going to be at your appointment at blah, 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 hit C on your phone or whatever, okay. So I hit C. Didn't want to go to the dentist at that time. See, I thought that was done. So Amy will call. Hi, Mr. Jackson. Yes, this is Amy. Hi, Amy. I just want to let you know that your appointment is... I go, yes, Amy, I hit the C. I am confirming my appointment. Okay. I go in. You take the x-rays and blah, 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 I'm out. You know, you get the little girl not high. You know what happens, their neck breaks. They'll say hi, then they tilt their head. It's like their neck all of a sudden breaks.
Hi.
You know, when they say hi, I guess you strain your neck. It was kind of one of those, right? Okay, I go out. Fast forward it. So I had to go and I had an appointment one time. The first time was okay. It's like, okay, Mr. Jackson, well, schedule another one. Okay. All right. Then I had to cancel again. This word gets weird. So to be truthful, I didn't feel like going. So I call a half an hour. I'm on the road. I'm not going to make it. There's going to be traffic. And then I hear this, aww. And I wasn't expecting, aww. I go, what's wrong? Oh, nothing. If any of you guys have children, you heard that sound, that tone, a million times. See, I don't have children, so I'm not immune to that. First it starts with the inhale, then the exhale. Hard exhale when I really don't disapprove of things. They go, what's wrong? Then they inhale again very slightly, and they go, and then their neck breaks. Nothing. You know, because it tilts to the side. You know what I'm talking about. So I go, this has to do with my fucking. And I go, what's wrong? Oh, man, you got to cancel, yeah. Now it's a big thing, right? I'm going, what's the big deal? I'm sure the dentist is, this is a common thing for dentists. You know? But today it seemed especially rough. I go, Amy, are you okay? She goes, oh, it's okay. I said, I apologize. I'm making an appointment. Oh, it's okay. I said, are you sure you're okay? This is on me, you know. I said, what's on you? You know, this is on me. The dentist, I guess. I'm in I don't knowville. There's no experience I know about this. When you cancel an appointment, I mean, how would you like to cancel an appointment when somebody says, you know, you can cancel all you want to, but this is on me. And then we're getting into the mindfuck area. I go, what do you mean it's on you? I'm the one who made the appointment. I'm the one who will cancel the, yeah, it's on me because he expects me when I put it in the book that it's going to stay. I go, oh, boy. So I started feeling bad, right? Then I said, I'll tell you what. We'll make another appointment, and when I get there, I'll give you some flowers. You know what Amy said? The neck and the exhale, or the exhale and the neck. I really don't like flowers. I go, oh, okay. 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 You don't like flowers. No. Okay. How about oranges? Yay, I like oranges. You know, this boy got excited and he got happy. He got really excited. Yeah, I like oranges. I like oranges. I like oranges. I go, oh, okay. Next appointment, I go there. I bring in 3 oranges. There, Amy's eyes lit up, you know, for the reception of the room. Her eyes lit up like, you know, oh, my gosh, the best gift she ever had since Christmas. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. I love you. Those are the exact words she said. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. I love you. Those are exact words. I pay no attention of it. I come out of my appointment. I go, well, where's your oranges? She goes, so-and-so took one, but I hit the other two. Okay. All right. All right. Bye. See you next appointment. Next appointment. Okay. So this last one I went to, I was late. I called them up. I'm late. We're doing construction on the road. I'm late. They hate it when I'm late. I'm late. I get there. I finally get there. I initial my shit. I'm looking at Amy. She has that look in her eyes. She goes, swear to God, this is what she said. You broke my heart. I said, what? And then the lady said, we'll take you now, Mr. Jackson. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you broke my heart. And then after I was done, I realized what she meant because I forgot to get her the oranges. Now, nobody said I was going to give her an orange every day I get there, but I forgot to give it the oranges. I forgot to bring an orange. Nobody said anything about an orange. I came to my appointment. I'm going to do this. I broke my heart, and she sat there, pouty, pouty, pouty. And I said, look, there's a market across the street. I'll get you your oranges. No, no, I don't want them now. This is a conversation I am having with my receptionist, the dental people. I go, you don't want them now? No, I don't want them now. But that's okay. I said, okay. She goes, but you know what? I go, what? Friday, we have you coming in. I go, I'm coming in Friday? Yeah, you're coming in Friday. I'm coming in Friday. Yes, you are coming in Friday. Okay, I guess I'm coming in Friday. Go, and then we can do Friday oranges. And she got really happy again. And I go, Friday oranges? Yeah, yeah, let's do Friday oranges. Oh, okay. So now I'm thinking last night, oh, God. And then she says, don't be late. I go, okay, okay. All night I was thinking, oranges. Do I give them 3 again? Do I give them 4? There's a new person there. Do I give an orange to the dentist? I see his evil father. His evil father looks at me and wants to kill me. And I guess he's part of the practice. I don't know what's going on there. But and then I'm thinking, I'll surprise them with the bag. I was thinking about this all night. I was surprising them with the bag of oranges. What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Mind fuck. What the fuck? I'm thinking late at night, I got to pick up some oranges before I go to my dental appointment so I can make Amy happy. I don't even know this woman. True story. Very true story. You know, there are some people who are great at it. There's some people who have an esteem at it. There's some people who can use it for it. You have heard words like mind control. You have heard words like mind control. He's controlling your mind. Mind fuck. You have heard that. You have heard. Who are these kind of people who uses these terms? What kind of people are they? Are they controlling people who just want you to do what they want you to do? Or they're subliminal controlled people? What kind of jobs do they have? Are they salespeople? Are they psychics? Are they, telling you you're going to do this, and then probably as soon as a planted subliminal message in you, and you end up doing it? Who are these people? Are they psychics, salespeople, doctors, or the extremeness? We go to extreme. Everybody has an extreme. Donald Trump. Example: I don't have no classified documents. Okay, Mr. Trump. But yet we found some. Oh, I didn't know I had them. Okay, we take the documents. And then Donald Trump will text an hour later, bring my documents back. This guy is an extreme, a guy who has it pristine. He has it down to a point where millions and millions of people, he gets caught doing something. He can go into a store, a department store, have sex with a woman, and says, was it me? But we saw you in there. Was it me? We saw you on camera. Was it me? We saw you in the dressing room. Was it me? And then after a while, people are thinking, you know what? It couldn't be him. Wasn't me. He's a perfect wasn't me. He gets caught doing shit, and then he says, Democrats. Witch hunt. Yeah, but we found our witch. You're our clean witch. Wasn't me. Mind fuck. Do you know, there are some people who are very controlling who do mind fucks all the time. And then there's other people who don't even bother with the game. They're just mean. They're just mean. They don't give a fuck about the game. They just let you know they're just fucking mean, you know? Just fucking mean. There's no mind fucking at her. You didn't do this and that. You no good for nothing, cunt. Yes. Why did I do? Why are we boyfriend and girlfriend? You got a big head. I can't afford to feed that head. Without that big head, viewers, you have no brains. Why didn't I find it? I thought you had a big head, so that means you had a lot of brains. But you have no brains at all. It's a hollow head. I mean, we can go on and on and on. Chad is a mind fuck. Chat is a mind fuck. And then pretty soon your mind's been fucked so many times that you turn into a mind whore. I mean, you're a mind whore. What is a mind whore? Now, I made this up and watch it go. A mind whore is a person who wants to know everything. Gullible to believe everything. I want to know. I'm curious. Everything. Let's do this. It's dangerous stuff. I want to know everything. Fill my mind. Fuck my mind. Ooh. I want to know. Mind fuck. Mind whore. And then they fuck you and keep fucking. You keep fucking. You go, I get more, 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 more. Mind fuck. When we come back, that too. When we come back, we're going to explore mind fucking if I'm still on the air. Fuck you, Blog Talk. We will explore mind fucking when we come back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. And Hammer Network usually works that way. The phone number, if you'd like to come in the studio, is 319-527-6099. That's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio if you want to discuss this or have you mind fuck someone else. You could be in a relationship that you're mind fucking. Isn't it exhausting? Either you're getting fucked or you're fucking with the mind fuck. We'll be right back. No. Is it, was it me?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do. All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, tripping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door. How could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time, she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
To your villa. Let us on a witness all the clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Let's review the situation of the cause of pain. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. This is say a night, can't be such say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. I need to claim my youth, baby, no way.
But she got me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even saw me on camera. Saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She said until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed.
Ladies, gather around. Sometimes we talk about you guys, and it's unfair some ways. People pile up on that crap. But today we're going to talk about him. But guys, listen, because it's true. How to mind fuck a guy. It's 12 techniques. 12 techniques to mind fuck your guy. How to, it doesn't have to be your guy, it could be your guy, your girlfriend's guy, by the way. How to mind fuck a guy. That's the title. How to make them crazy about you. Or how it's more hip to ask these days, how to mind fuck a guy. It's psychological. Get into the male mind. It'll give you all the tricks in the book to make the men obsessed with you. Is that a good thing? I mean, I understand interest, but is that a good thing to make them obsessed with you? I don't know if that's a good thing. Obsessive behavior is not good. We go back to that. Before we get there, we got to go back to our girl about fuck.
Usually in a financial way. The real estate agent really fucked us over. We paid way too much for this house. To fuck up. This means to make a mistake or do something badly. I really fucked up at work today. I hope I don't get fired. To fuck something up means to harm or damage something or to do something badly. I really fucked up that presentation. I hope I don't get fired. Good luck. Don't fuck it up. To fuck somebody up means to harm somebody. Usually it's harm that lasts quite a while, and normally it's mental or emotional damage. For example, his last relationship really fucked him up. Drugs can seriously fuck you up. Now we have to fuck with something.
And we come back to her later, kids. We will come back to her later. Yeah. I think she's a good teacher. Here we go. 12 techniques. You want to fuck them up? You want to mind fuck this dude? Do you seriously want to do it? Okay. Here you go. 12 techniques. I bet you guys know one. I don't even know how to pronounce this one. That's number one. We don't need it. We don't need number one. Let's go to, of course we do. I'll go back to it. Let's go to number 12. Number 12. I should have sound effects on this one. Number 12. Uncover your wild side, then take it away. You probably seen this, and what was that stupid movie? Never seen it. 12-something degrees, whatever it is. I even forgot that stupid movie, seduction movie. What was it? Whatever. Here we go. Number 12 is a sexual burst seduction. Uncover your wild side, then take it away. Here I am. No, I'm not. Here I am. No, I'm not. Do you want tongue? Yes, I want tongue. You're not getting tongue. What? 12. Now, this is the worst Muppet thing. Number one. You Kermit. I wish I had a Kermit voice. It would be funny. Number 12. Yay. Okay, sexual burst seduction. And here it is. Quick burst of whirlwind sexual passion will leave him speechless. You see him, you hug him extra tight, you give him that extra kiss, that tongue moves an extra movement. Actually, better than speechless, it would leave him horny and excited. That's a good idea, ladies. Let's just leave him horny and excited. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. That's right. I always say that when I really know what's really going on and you don't think I know what's going on, but I know what's really going on. I'm going to tell you something. When I used to go to the clubs, when you women want to come up there and rub against us and everything, you guys play that hard-on game, like this slow dancing, and you kind of just do this so you can feel the guy between your legs, and then you leave him on the dance floor, you know, all hung up and all horny and stuff. I guarantee you guys play that game. Nobody has validated that game. I guarantee you played that game. I know you have. All right, actually better than speechless, it will leave him horny and excited. And that's when the brain, the neurological patterns are more easily shaped. You're literally branding him. The obsession is guaranteed. We need some side effects on this bullshit. Pat's missing a great show. This is probably her show. And that's it. That's too bad. You know, Pat doesn't like, a podcast? Some good shit in podcasts. I need some good shit. You know, I should do something like this show and then after show. And the Morning Crew knows what it is, because when the show goes up here, we still have some time to talk, but it's just not live. I had to do that in a podcast so you can't hear it, and then you have to play what's happening. We usually call it the after show party. We stopped calling it that. Let me get in the mood. Let me see. In the mood. I need the mood. I need to get into the mood. You know what that means. I'm doing something dark and crazy. Because I need something. I need sound effect. Okay. Here it is. All right, here we go. I need to get a move, because we're going to play these mind fuck games. Here we go.
I want to play a game. If you fail any part, this room becomes your prison, and subsequently your tomb. Succeed in answering 5 riddles, and the door unlocks, taking you to the next level. Remember, the answers are all around you, so pay close attention. Let the game begin.
Here we go. Oh, not that one. Here we go. Okay, here we go. We're back. D-Hood and play a game. So, number 12, obsession. And guaranteed. They tell you to watch this video, but I don't know what this video is about. Let's see. Let's see if it works.
Hi.
You had to copy her. Back in the day. Copy.
So that was fun, isn't
it? Walking over towards them and giving them a kiss. Now they're making out. Copy's over. She breaks off the kiss. Get your papers and walk away. That happened to me once. It always happens to me. I was working for a gift company called Teleflora. It was like Teleflora and FTD. They were the main ones. I was working with Teleflora. And I was making copies. And basically the person behind me, because I have muscular athletic legs. I mean, my thighs will be bursting out of my jeans, and you can see the form. So basically, I was done. I looked behind, and I said, oh, I'm sorry, here you go. She goes, it was a pleasure being behind you. I go, oh, and I'm a dumb fuck, because I wasn't thinking that could have been a come on. I go, thank you, and I left. It wasn't me. Here we go. Number 11. Number 11. And here we go. Number 11 is oh, this is a good one. And you don't have to be an expert in doing this. It's the sex talk seduction. Actions speak louder than words. But that doesn't mean that words can't have their place in making him crazy about you. It doesn't mean that the words can't have their place in making him crazy about you. Indeed, sexually laden talk is a great way to arouse someone. It's also a game men use with women, but it works even better when women do it to men. That's what it says here. As we've seen in the text flirting guide, there's a text flirting guide? Wait a minute, I can't pass that off. Oh. I didn't know there was one. This is one that says, I hit the text flirting guide, and it says, let me see, going down here to number 4. Oh, that's number 2. And here's, I didn't know there was such a thing called the text flirting guide. How to flirt with a girl over text. These are real texts. Are you looking for ways to flirt with a girl over text? You have come to the right place. My name is Lucio. Oh, I'm sorry. It's Lucio. It's Lucio, and I have sent thousands upon thousands of texts. Plus, I'm a psychology nut, and I hold a master's in communication. This article will explain to you all the best techniques how to flirt with a girl over text. Let's see. Flirting text. Knowing how to flirt with a girl over text is a great skill to have. It will make you more desirable, more entertaining, and, yes, incidentally, also get laid more. Not that you were afraid of that, of course. So let's start with the text flirting guidelines. Okay. Number 1. Imply she's into boys. This is a favorite of mine. Great upside, no drawbacks. I guess the guy's an expert. Lucio. With a name like that, Excuse me, I had a sneeze. Women are smothered by yoke of having to play innocent. As vain disinterested in sex and men, Madonna whore dictoctomy. Implying that they're into boys and sex liberates them by communicating in a flirty style that you get them. She lets her hair down, her guard comes up, and maybe later some clothing items will come down too. So here it is. Here's the text. There's a little text, but because it's not easy to leave. Here's a little text. How come you moved out of town? And she answers, because it's not easy to leave there. Ha ha. He says, yeah. What's difficult? Too many handsome boys in the city. She says, ha ha. I don't care for the handsome boys. Ha ha. Oh God, I want to blow my brains out. I want to blow my fucking brains out. I am so glad I'm not a teenager. She doesn't care. Don't let all those ha ha fool you. Oh God. Even reading these, I just want to commit suicide and chop my head off with a samurai sword. Here's another text. Implies she's into you. Flirt by telling her she's into you, or even better, that you are worried she's in danger of falling for you. Her mind is running. Yeah, really? Okay, here's a text. Thanks for last night. I like your advice and ideas. Can you help me with? Can you help me? My project. Sometimes you are smart, creative. You might be my business partner in the future. Smiley face, smiley face, smiley face. Enjoy Sunday too, smiley face. She says, might, LOL, dangling a carrot on me. Oh, God. Please save me. Jesus, what have I done? Only if you promise not to fall in love. Jokes aside, smiley face. There might be potential there. Let's talk about it, smiley face, prayer hands. She types, now her mind is racing on whether she might really do fall. No, her mind is not racing whether she might really do fall for you. Her mind is calling the cops because you're a freak, you stupid bastard. You're the only one who's thinking this. Implies she's seducing you. Normally it's the man who chases a woman. The rule of thumb indeed is that man's aggressive and the woman is plays coy. When you don't do it too obviously, sometimes women try to poke you to get you chasing. But wouldn't it be better if she was trying to get you instead? Exactly. And this is what you do with top-notch flirting. You turn the tables. They're dressing up. They're just out of the shower. Don't take the bait. Go texty K-man on them. And show your cards. Leave that for later. Tell her she's using all tricks in the book to seduce you instead. Oh, God. Do I really have to go through this? Okay, here's the conversation. Let me see. Also, one dirty drunk guy was stroking me today in the park. And I was so scared, so jumped into a cafe to get help. Not really nice experience here. cry face. Completely reframe the whole situation is one single line perfect. So he say, okay, let's just change up the conversation and let's see if she falls for it. And so she's saying, some guy was stroking me into the park today. I don't know what stroking him, but let's just go with that. I was so scared, so he jumped into a cafe. He says he wasn't any sexy. Now, this is your expert replying. He wasn't any sexy. This is your expert saying that after she's saying that. She says, ha ha, not at all. I think he was doing drugs. So scary here. So now he says, jokingly, pretending sadness, actually implying she'll enjoy a hot stalker. So he writes, damn, it's never the hot one stalking. I am so glad I'm a grown-up. And she writes, ha-ha, true. I would be welcoming him if he would be sexy. And then she's thinking, finally, great stuff, admitting she's up for a roll in the hay. Oh, he's saying she's up for a roll in the hay. Because she's saying all she has to do is, I would be welcoming him if he was sexy. And now he's thinking, finally, great stuff, admitting she'll up for a roll in the hay, possibly with you. She's telling him she was in danger, and you're thinking, this guy's the expert? Okay, you know what? I'm checking him out. I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. I thought this was good. This is the stupidest thing I've ever read. is stupid. Let's go back to my other stuff. Sex talk. Here we go. Before we change that stupid flirting guy, it's best when underestimated and hinted. Direct can also work, but be aware it's a higher danger of slotting you into the short term. Example. The best way to do it is to pass obvious hints at sex. Who does that? I don't know anybody who does that. I mean, I have no idea somebody will even do it. What do you mean hint at sex? It's ridiculous. But without getting crude, the way you make him want to fuck you while still coming across as a high-quality woman. And here's an example, another example.
All I need is a blanket. I don't need all the sheets.
I don't want you getting your funk all over.
My funk?
Yeah, I can't wash a couch. Night.
Hey, thank you.
I'd let you sleep in my bed, but I wouldn't want you to get confused.
There you are. That's a perfect example. That sex talk seduction. Private area pokes. I don't know what that is. This is a big weapon in arousal of the teasing seductress. The below-the-belt torches. I'm sorry. The below-the-belt touches are a form of waving the red flag in front of him. It's like saying, a teasing seductress, I might be into you. Are you going to be mad enough to come and get me? Or are you sleeping down there? And rest assured, he will want to fuck you and obsess over you the whole night or lifelong. A similar and equally effective technique is accidentally rubbing the pelvis or chest against him, which were related as the most effective technique to turn him on by this example, rubbing chest and pelvic.
Grace goes to the bar, and as she passes Richard, she discreetly pats him on the bum. This is definitely a provocative gesture. It's below the belt, and it's very early in the encounter. It says to Richard, don't forget me, I'll be back. We can see that Kate has managed to arouse Richard, because while she's away, he's constantly looking out for her. Beverly and John have been chatting to each other for ages. They're oriented towards each other, ignoring everything and everyone else. How do we know whether he's equally committed to her? Well, let's just look at his feet. There you are. Legs crossed. That's a very important tell. It tells us, but not necessarily him or her, that he's entirely committed to that conversation. He has absolutely no intention. Sarah has also crossed her legs. She too has no intention of leaving. Richard is still looking around. He's missing Kate. Now it's Sarah's chance to make a move.
One of the things you'll find is that women often preen themselves when they've lost the attention of the guy they've been talking to.
Watch how she uses her hair, her mouth, and her eyes. Sarah preens the right side of her body, almost as if she's trying to draw Richard away from the center of the room where Kate is to be found. She becomes more animated in an attempt to hold his attention. Now she deploys her killer tell, the eye pop. She closes her eyes and then opens them, pop, fixing him with a loving stare. This seems to be working because Richard is much more engaged in the conversation. But Sarah's not entirely at ease because she keeps glancing to her left, keeping a lookout for Kate. She sees that Kate is busy elsewhere, so she produces a barrage of flirtatious tells. There's a little head cant, then there's an eye pop, followed by an exaggerated look of incredulity. After that, she raises her eyebrows, flicks her hair, and produces an empathic grimace. But has the barrage of tells worked? When Kate returns, she picks up where she left off. Sarah doesn't continue to make a play for Richard because she looks away and detaches herself. Beverly and John are still talking, but her feet show that the mood has changed. John's legs are still crossed. He's quite happy, but Beverly's right foot is pointing into the crowd. It's an unconscious intention movement.
The chemistry is not working at the moment. She's obviously looking for something better.
She wants to move on. Her facial expressions are now much more controlled, and when she gets a chance, she looks away. John is now using much more exaggerated hand movements, trying to keep their conversation alive, but it's a losing battle. He cracks a joke, and they part company. Looking lost and tense, he takes a swig, looks at his watch, and then releases the tension. Anton is bored and looking around the room. Now it's his turn to move on, and he knows exactly where he's going. Kate is the target. He shakes only her hand and secures a hug. Kate turns her body towards Richard and Sarah when she puts her arm around Anton. She's reducing the intimacy of the hug and showing the others what she's doing. She's making it look friendly and nothing more. She pats Anton on the back just before the two of them let go. Pats like these pretend to be a gesture of affection, but they're not. They are a release signal. They tell the other person that it's time to let go. Richard, Kate, and Sarah have spent a lot of time together. The tells show that Richard is interested in Kate. They also reveal that Richard regards Anton's arrival as a serious threat. Although Richard is doing his best to hide his feelings, he's giving off distress signals. There's a distinct lack of expression. See how he runs his tongue over his teeth. They are his primitive weapons. It's a disguised signal of aggression. When he shakes hands with Anton, Richard tries to appear relaxed.
He's smiling furiously, but it's a completely fake smile. He's deeply unhappy.
One tell really gives away his discomfort. His chin is pulled back. This is the chin tuck. It's what we do when we are feeling threatened. We react as if someone is about to punch us, metaphorically, on the chin. To make matters worse, Marius arrives. Despite Richard's insecurity, the physical arrangement of the group is revealing. The two girls have lined up beside Richard. They're showing their allegiance to him. But this doesn't stop them sending flirtatious signals to Anton and Marius. Women flirt with men even when they are not sexually interested in them. That's partly because, for lots of girls, flirting is like good manners. It's something you do even though you don't mean it.
Any regrets? Kate's nice. Kate's very nice. Did he flirt with you?
No.
Did he fancy you?
No.
Did you flirt with him in any way?
No. I know you might think I did.
But why would I think you did? What did you do?
I'm just smiley and nice to people. I think that maybe that might be misinterpreted as being flirtation.
Men are notoriously poor at decoding women's signals. But if they're always receiving seemingly positive feedback, no wonder they're so confused.
There you have it. That one down. That. There you have it. What do we get out of this? Women will flirt with you, even if they're not interested in you. Some consider it good manners. That's it. That's all it is. Some of you guys can take it as, you want to have sex. And I think I just checked out of that link. So let me see if I can get it back. Is this how to mindfuck a guy in 12? I think that was it. No. Nope. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah. And was it number 11? Nope. And when we come back, because I'm getting bored today, we may have a short show today. I got things on my mind. Yeah, here it is. Oh, okay. Good thing I found it. That was 10 private pokes. And number 9 is possessive dominant seduction. Let's start with the do disclaimer, violence sucks. Okay, that being said, aggression, violence, and attraction can powerfully overlap. Physically, domination appears to women more than most people care to admit it. For many women, rape-like sex is a fantasy, and sometimes more than a fantasy. There's a guy who did the research. His name was John Gottman, or he got man. G-O-T-T-M-A-N. He has some signs of trust that he was shocked to hear women after women confess that their best sex was right after a beating. Now, and you hear women say that right after a beating? Eesh. You hear women say, you know, make up sex. But right after a beating, well, most men aren't going to be excited after a beating, but they're going to be excited when she puts up a fight or when she teases him physically or sexually. I don't know about that. Example, having sex during a fight or when it seems you two are on the verge of splitting is extremely seductive. So, is a mix of sex and aggression. Do you think this scene is sexy or hot? Okay, I'll play this scene again, but I don't know if they're going to be talking. Here we go.
That'll make you happy.
Fuck you.
Try it again.
Frank!
She catches him with another girl.
Frank!
No! Calm down!
How many are there? 5? 10? Fuck, what am I? The Monday one. What, did I get my day wrong?
It's just a fun, okay? Just a fun.
You're a fucking liar.
Me? I'm the liar?
Can't do this anymore.
Fine, go back to your suburb and your carpool. Huh? Your 21st son, your... What are you doing? What are you doing?
Fuck you.
That'll make you happy.
Fuck you. No. No, I can't. Come on. It's over.
That scene, you know, they're figuring they were angry, so and she ended up taking off her clothes. As I get older, I see probably through all these tricks. All right, so time for a break. Okay, let me see here. That was number, that was a short one too. That was number 9. That was possessive dominant seduction. All right, here we go. Dangerous women seduction. Danger mixes well with madness and irrationality. Here's the example. We were pillow talking and she was prodding about my life and me. Funny how some women remember to do that after, by the way, BTW. I love after sex conversations. You can drop the mask and really be yourself. But back then, myself was a bit more of a childish twit. So when it came to talking about love and past relationship, I delivered my one line, which was, I thought this was cool. Just don't fall in love with me. With a serious and stern tone, she says, no, I will fall in love with you, and then I will kill you. I laughed at the beginning, thinking how that was the best comeback I'd ever heard, but then I realized later I was perversely more attracted to her. Oh, God. That was number... Well, here's six. Where's seven go? Guilt Trip. Ah, here we go. How to make him crazy about you isn't necessarily directed related to attraction, sex, and seduction. If you can instill a major sense of guilt in his consciousness, that will also push him to you out of guilt. Yes, but that doesn't necessarily need to replace love or sexual attraction, but can be on top of them. Example. There are many sexual moments I like to relive in my life. Some of them because they were great, some others because I don't want her thought I should have. Some others because I don't have her and thought I should have had her. But if I can go back into time, one time only, that would be to change things with the woman who told me, I wish I had never done it with you. On that, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to get some coffee because my energy is low. I should be up because I'm talking about sex talk. When I hear that, I think of only one person. I guess I must be gay because it reminds me of Cher.
Recording just got better.
It just reminds me of Cher. How many of us want to turn back time? I mean, that you said something, you hurt someone, or you were in a good relationship and you purposely fucked it up. Or you try to control somebody and you did control something, you found out it wasn't fun because you controlled him into being a puppy and you don't want a puppy. But he's a good person anyway. So if you could turn back time, what would you do?
I take back.
We could turn back time. Good morning, Melissa. Melissa, Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My energy level's low, but I'm good.
How come?
So how you? I don't know. It's low. Sometimes.
No.
Mm-hmm. Hello, baby.
Welcome
Sean.
To hell. Oh yeah.
You know, we're talking about mind fucking. Blog Talk has gave me another warning. Sooner or later, they'll take me off the air.
How do they find out? Do they listen to your show? Or?
Well, they find out with the title of the show. The title of the show is Mindfuck.
Oh, okay.
And then I also, when I do the show, I will hashtag Blog Talk, so it goes to them.
Okay.
So well, I will, you know when you have to, you tag things, so I would tag them.
Yeah.
And they get their little pennies in a snit.
Oh, no.
Then they said, well, you know, if you continue doing this, you have to change your rating to mature audience only. They have that kind of thing.
Right.
Or to adult. I'm saying conversation is not mature audience or adult. Conversation is conversation, you know.
Yeah.
So we have this little thing going between me and Blog Talk. They hate me. I hate them. But they need me. I need them.
Right.
Right? So that's what's
right.
going on. Have you heard that? What do you think about this lady talking about the meaning of fuck? What do you think? I think she does it quite nicely.
Yeah, I mean, listen. yeah, it's kind of one of those words that gets used a lot, right? I think so.
Right. People don't understand the meaning of the word. And conversation is conversation, you know. And I want to thank you. I see you and I just had this Jedi mind thing going. You knew my energy level was low. You knew I was going to probably go off the air. You came in and go, I'm going to save the day.
I'm going to save the day because you know what?
I'm going to keep him on the air.
What's that today? All this sex
I don't
talk
know.
I've been off for
3 days. I'm Pat. You know, if she doesn't stay awake, let me see. Did I get a message from her?
Has it been 3 days? Okay.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Yeah, we had the holiday.
Tomorrow. Yeah, it was a holiday. So it was, Friday was the show, and then you got your Saturday, you got your Sunday, you got your Monday, you got your Tuesday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow I will
today's
be
Thursday,
off.
Thursday, right?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I will be off, and Friday I'll be on. It's like
today's Thursday.
Did you? Today is Thursday. Yes. Thursday,
yeah.
Sean.
So tomorrow is Friday, and you won't. Usually you're on Friday.
I hate to not be on a Friday. I just got an early appointment. I might. You know what? I might be on. I'm gonna say it right now. I'll be on at 11 o'clock, California time.
Mm-hmm.
No, let's make it 11:30 California time.
Okay.
That's 3 hours ahead if you're on East Coast.
Well, we need Sarge to come in and start yelling about, hi, what's his name, Biden, hi, what's that creature?
Joshua?
Hunter Biden.
Oh, I tried to keep
cocaine in the White House.
Yeah, there was a joke. There was a joke at Melissa, you're pretty impressive. I guess over the weekend. I mean, a lot of people forgot about that by now, and they don't watch the news as well. But you're pretty informed.
Yeah.
If you're referring to the cocaine that was left at the White House, the Capitol.
Yeah. Yes. I think it belonged to Joe, to be honest with you.
And then there's the joke.
Don't you? Yeah, you can tell by the way he moves and, you know. Yeah.
Adam, well, he might be an AI.
Yeah.
He lifts that. It drives me crazy when he tries to walk and he lifts that left foot way up there. Let me see if I can find it in the news. Hold on.
Yeah.
They say better than I could. It has to be. No, it may not be in the news because it happened 2 days ago. Let me see. 17 dead in a fatal gas leak in South Africa. rough weather causes post July 4 travel chaos. 25 Americans under heart heat alert from coast to coast. Wow.
Mhm. Mhm.
Really.
Mhm.
God, they only give me six. Trump aide Walt Nuata pleads not guilty in classified document case. That's the breaking news now. Nuata. This is a guy, this is Trump's aide. So they arrested Trump and him. And here's the story right here. It goes. I mean, this guy is an idiot. Here we go. Let's hear from a news person. According to the news, here we go.
Criminal charges, 37 counts. This afternoon, we begin tonight with something we have never seen before. A former U.S. president arraigned on federal criminal charges, 37 counts. This afternoon, with much of the country watching that motorcade, former President Trump surrendering to federal authorities to answer the 37-count indictment, pleading not guilty, allegations of willful retention of highly classified documents, nuclear secrets, U.S. vulnerability.
He's being indicted for 37 charges and everything, and then he has the nerve to say, I will be your next president of the United States of America.
You know, did you hear that he, I didn't see it, posted on 4th of July, a meme on, I don't know if it was Twitter, of the White House burning.
Did he really? I think he hates America. This guy, and I'll tell you why I think Trump hates America, because majority of Americans think he's a clown. Majority of Americans hated him. They hated him when he was, before he ran for president, and him and the Marlin. You know, I really think he wanted to be the Kennedys. I really believe that he wanted the dynasty. And I really believe he tried hard to do that, that we are the new dynasty family. Even though that his son, John, Don Jr., is such a cokehead, it's unbelievable. The guy's nuts.
That's a lie. Prove it. It's Hunter Biden.
And Hunter Biden, just because you admit shit makes you a hero, right? I don't know if you admit shit. You ever have that psychological? We're talking about mind fucking. It was, and it's like, I could go to the example of somebody doing something and then they admit it. You know, I was this, I was that. It took courage for you to admit that you were such a fuckhead and you fucked up people and everything. Yeah, I admit it now, and I'm a better person. And now you're a hero. So you can just admit shit and people think, oh, at least he regrets it. But meanwhile, he hurt so many people. I do the same thing with Trump. He has hurt so many people. So many people. And then he gets the people closest to him. I'm going to hire the smartest people in the world. And everybody wrote a book about him, how what an asshole he is. You know, sometimes you got to look at it. And I really believe that he wanted the Kennedy dynasty with his children, and he's not going to get it.
No.
And I really believe that he doesn't like the United States of America. I think he hates it. I think he can't stand being in America. There's too many Americans that don't like him, don't take him seriously. When he was at that thing with Obama, and Obama, you know, joked about him, and people were laughing at him.
Yeah.
I really believe that he hates America, and that he's going to get into power, and he's going to destroy it. He wants to hurt it. He wants to hurt the people who hurt him. Mm-hmm. And I really believe that. This is what this guy is. He has a big bully chip on his shoulder. I really believe that.
That would be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That would be terrible. Right.
It's the truth, though. I mean, look at his actions. Mm. Like you're just saying, I didn't see the meme.
I just had read it,
Okay, and how elated he was about what happened January 6th when people were storming the Capitol, how he was just smiling and loving it. And how he threatened this as if I get indicted, there'll be horror in the streets, there'll be massive destruction, and letting everybody, okay, let it begin. I'm leaving now, let the party begin. I mean, this guy just wants to destroy America. He doesn't just want to lose the election.
It does seem that way.
Oh, sure. It really does, and it's so obvious. He hates America. Well, who are his heroes? Putin, who hates America? Kim Jong-un, who hates America? He mocked our FBI with the Russian guy in the White House and mocked Colby and hates our authority system. He hates the DA. He hates the FBI. He hates the CIA. God knows he hates the free press.
Yeah.
I don't know how many more signs that you have that he has to tell you that he hates America. He steals documents. And then he lies to the FBI, and then he calls the FBI going after them. I mean, we're talking about mind-fucking, and this guy has fucked you up, America. He has fucked you up. Even when he loses the election, he says, I didn't lose.
I know.
You stole it from me. The system is bad. All these systems that we've been using for all of our lives, and voting and democracy, blah, 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 he loses, and he says, now he questions the system. He questions the machines. He's planning people who have taken this because he loses. He questions our whole voting system. How many more things do he has to destroy that you don't get that he hates America? Everything that we built on, he will tear down. He wanted to change the Constitution. They call it, the something five, the black guys five when they're found innocent.
Yeah.
And then he took out a full-page thing and saying that they should be in prison anyway. That's not how our judicial system works.
Five.
Yeah, Central Park 5.
Central Park 5,
right.
Yeah.
Every system that we have that is set up for diplomacy and democracy, this guy hates.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a piece of work.
Yeah.
I want to know what you did. And when I know everybody's, oh, the borders and all this stuff. I want to know what was so great during the time that he was president. I don't know.
He was watching TV and tweeting. He didn't do a damn thing. Luckily, we had people in place that kept democracy running while he was trying to tear it apart. I remember in an interview, he says, we have nuclear weapons. Why can't we use them?
Yeah.
I remember when we had the pandemic when he says, just pour bleach on it. You'll be fine.
He said a lot of injecting bleach too, right? Wasn't it injecting bleach or something?
I think you're right, injecting. Well, he was and then he was so happy. Do you remember when he had COVID? He came out of the car and he goes, oh, this miracle drug. I wish all of you can have it. It's so great. It's another fuck you to America.
But only
like,
I
feel.
Have. Yeah.
I feel wonderful.
Was it ivermectin or was it the holly chloroquine or something?
He's taunting people. I should make it legal. Everybody should have this. Well, we don't have it. Meanwhile, people are dying all over the place.
Yeah.
This guy,
I don't know.
He has a chip on his shoulder. He hates America. It's payback time, bitch. That's basically what he thinks in his head. And he's doing everything to destroy it. He's doing everything to destroy it.
And I hear people that are just such like his ardent supporters, and it's like, wow.
I know.
I mean, maybe it's me, but I think they just sound really, really screwed up. That's what I hear.
I agree with you.
It's like, wow. Now it's Hunter Biden.
Yeah, all the jokes about he left the cocaine there.
Yeah.
I'll get to that.
And then he was speeding at, 120 miles an hour. Just, oh, my God.
Cocaine is a bad drug. And then get with Hunter. You know, do you get extra pissed off that I do that these privileged people, they have everything going for them, everything is handed down to them, that when then all of a sudden they develop drug problems or alcohol problems or antisocial behavior problems. Do you get pissed off, more pissed off? Like Hunter Biden, he had everything. And that's not sick with Hunter Biden. Trump's daughter did the same thing for China. Jared came out with $2 billion from the Arabs. So before we go into the Hunter Biden thing, what happened? Why did the Arab nation give Jared $2 billion? Came out with $2 billion. Nobody's investigating that, and you notice that he's not helping his father-in-law run this year.
it's like the people that just love him don't look at the whole picture. You know, Sarge gets on and he tells us everything that's so great about this whole thing. But Sarge really believes it, and that's okay.
I don't know what's with I think he slipped. I think he says, I don't believe in everything he does. And I think Sarge don't like bullies. You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
Everybody piling on Trump, and Trump did this, what about this? And I think he's over the top with these demigods and these demigods, these heathens, these Marcus. And I don't know. That's a little over the top, Sarge. I think he was
and
a part of
the American people. We never spoke like that before him. Dem did it, rhinos, this, that, other thing. It's like there's all been new language invented,
It's so sad. You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, sweetheart, you came in and you saved I called in the cavalry, and there she is.
Okay.
Melissa, everybody. She kept me on the air. And she got my energy up, and everybody knows it. It's Melissa, everybody.
Better, just sort of, I don't know.
I never did get to my...
I get, like, disbelief, and I don't know. Wow.
I know.
Insanity.
Look at this story. If you think that's insanity, here's the story. Listen to this, Melissa. There's new marijuana product packaging warning. There's new warning on your marijuana. Where's Pat? You better listen closely. It's about a minute. Listen to this, Melissa.
Warning for parents about cannabis products that look a lot like popular snacks. And Eva Pilgrim's back with the latest on that. Eva, good morning.
Hey, guys. So the feds are cracking down on marijuana edibles that look too much like popular snacks. The FDA and FTC sending cease and desist letters to six companies accusing them of intentionally mimicking the popular brands, which children could mistake for the real thing. Now, this is one of the products. It looks like a bag of Doritos, right? But it's actually made by a completely different company and contains Delta-8 THC, which is one of the psychoactive substances in cannabis plants. This bag of dope rope bites closely resembles Nerds rope candy, but again, it's not the real thing. The maker of the THC version, The Haunted Vapor Room, telling ABC News, and actually pulled the product after receiving the letter, saying, quote, "We in no way want to endanger anyone, especially children, and take pride in always educating all of our customers on the safety of all the products we sell."
Okay. I don't understand it. There's two ways I don't understand it, and stop it, and stop it, and stop being an asshole. All right. You know, when I came down to this planet, I thought you earthlings were very civilized, but I realized that you earthlings are really just going through the motions. This story about they're getting upset that marijuana packaging looks close to the real thing, the Dorito thing, blah blah blah. Let me tell you something. I'll cut through the fog for you earthlings. First of all, they're not selling marijuana products in your grocery store. They are not selling marijuana where kids can get their hands on them in your market, your stores. The only way they're selling these marijuana is through the dispensaries, as far as I know. Let's just stick with that. Okay. So now you're upset saying, the packaging, it's not about the packaging at all. And I don't blame the packaging people. If the packaging looks good, everybody does knockoffs all the time. Shoe companies do it all the time with that little thing, blah, 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 blah. And if the packaging is catchy and it doesn't have a licensed brand on it, because you can't really have a licensed brand and colors, fuck them. Because now it goes back to, here's what they're saying to you because you're dumb shits. This is what they're talking down at you, and the news is calling you dumb shits because they're talking to dumb shits. They're saying that the brand, the packaging looks so much that kids can get into them, and it's not safety for them. So therefore, you're forcing the company to change their brand because of the kiddies. Now, here's what's really happening. Dumb shit mom goes to dumb shit dispensary, and dumb shit mom likes Doritos. She thinks it's cute. Ha, ha. Dumb shit mom purchases it, puts it in her home. This is what they're really talking about, people. So now dumb shit mom is leaving the Doritos or whatever, the infused Doritos on the counter, on the table, whatever. the kid gets into them thinking it's going to be regular Doritos. This is what they're really talking about. So who's really to blame here? It's not the market, because they're not, because the market doesn't have the dope in their brand. The kids can't get it. So it's from home. So it's up to the parent to be responsible and put this shit up so the kids can't get it. It's not the packaging company that now we have to change the packaging, because it's the same thing going to happen. And depending on your child and how old he is, if you got colorful packaging, they're going to get into it. The kids get into sugar. They get into flour. They get into anything colorful. I even had a kid get in crazy glue. Kids will get into anything. So this is, so you're asking a company to police you and to police your dumb shit kid because you're afraid he's going to get into a product that looks so much like a product he knows in the bank. This is what's going on. So to tell us, oh, well, this is the marijuana people are doing this. No, it's not. It's the dumb shit parent not putting up their drugs where it should be put up.
Rope candy, but again, it's not the real thing. The maker of the THC version, the Haunted Vapor Room, telling ABC News, actually pulled the product after receiving the letter, saying, quote, we in no way want to endanger anyone, especially children, and take pride in always educating all of our customers on the safety of all the products we sell. Now, the FDA first warned about foods containing Delta-8 THC last year, citing reports of 125 children and adults getting sick from eating them. 10 of those incidents involved the copycat snacks. So the bottom line for parents is simple. If you have any of these marijuana edibles in the house, keep them out of the reach of your children. Guys.
Is she really, there's this dumb newscaster who got her job by getting on her knees and sucking somebody's balls, have to really tell you, keep them out of reach of your children? But since we didn't, we got sick. Yeah, you got sick. Maybe you ate too many munchies. I got sick eating a hot dog the other day. I'm going to give up on wieners, putting a wiener in my mouth? No! I like wieners in my mouth. So that's really what's happening. Here's one. Sharks are attacking people at the beach. They know this. They did a report yesterday how many in California, how many stingrays were in the beach. It was just hundreds of thousands. I don't know why people don't go to the beaches.
You want to open this mouth? Open that mouth.
Thanks. Hello, Sean. No, it's okay. It's okay. No, I like to hear his voice. The Powerball, I don't think anybody hit the Powerball yet. Melissa, do you play Powerball?
No.
I stopped playing it. Mm-mm. I stopped playing it myself. It's too emotional. You start fantasizing, you know, what you're going to do with the money and all that kind of stuff.
Open
it's just
it
too emotional.
Mhm.
But
I'm
I stopped playing
today.
It. I feel tired too. I'm looking at the show. It's 41 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
Here's one thing. Okay, one thing I do want to go before I go off the air. It's a game. It's a game.
Okay.
And it's only 10 questions. It's a game. And when we come back, Melissa is going to probably make a sandwich for Baby John or whatever. And then we're going to play the last game.
Mm-hmm.
And the game is about a mindfuck game. And let's see how well you play it.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with Melissa's show. This is Melissa and Brian Hammer Jackson, and then we're going to go off the air pretty soon. And Sean, and special guest Sean, celebrity guest Sean.
Yeah.
Baby
yeah,
Sean.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, I gotta get something for. Wait a minute, I think he's too old now. Let me see.
I don't know. I thought that was weird.
He's too old for that now. Hold on, Sean. I got a request. I've got a request for you. Hold on. Let me see here. So just a reminder, I might be on tomorrow afternoon around 11:30. Afternoon, 11:30 California time.
11:30 Pacific time.
Pacific time, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Baby Sean, our celebrity chance, Baby Sean.
Yeah, you know, listen to music.
And I'm going to play this for you. I don't know if you know it or not, because this is a new song. It just came out. But Baby's like it. How old, Sean? He's four right now? Is he four?
2.5.
Okay, you'll like this. Okay, here you go, Baby Sean. This one's for you.
Oh.
See, we thought we were done with that. You know what my best one is? He didn't like it. Do you know my best thing was when he goes over? It's Dwayne Johnson singing Moana.
Yeah, Moana.
2 minutes of it. Have you heard it when The Rock sings it?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yep.
Let's see if you like this one, Baby Sean.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair's a plot. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome for the time.
I love this because I sing it with the little girls before they go to bed. Grandpa, you're so conceited. And then I would sing my Molly song. I should not be around the kids. You know that, Melissa? I should not be around my children.
Sometimes that's true. I should not.
The oldest is 9. She goes, Grandpa's a little much. He's a little much.
It's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair's a plot. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey, what has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the night got cold, who stole you fire from down below? Looking at him, yo. Oh, also I lasso the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your tree. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. Ha, I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome.
you're welcome. Well, come to think of it, kid, honestly, I could go on and on. I could explain every natural phenomenon. The tide, the grass, the ground. Oh, that was Maui just messing around. I killed an eel. I buried its gut. Sprouted a tree. Now you got coconut. What's the lesson? What is the takeaway? Don't mess with Maui when he's on a breakaway. And the tapestry here in my skin is a map of the victories I win. Look where I've been. I make everything happen. Look at that. Me, me, Maui. Just look at that. Well, anyway, let me say you're welcome. What a wonderful world you know. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. Well, come to think of it, I gotta go. Hey, it's okay to say you're welcome. Cause I'm gonna need that boat. I'm sailing away, away. You're welcome. The bow can do everything but float. Thank you.
I could get lost. I'm going to tell you something. When you have kids and you and Paw Patrol and all these other things, oh my God, you know what I'm talking about. If you have kids or you're a nana, all of a sudden you become a kid again.
Oh yeah.
You know these things.
I do. And eating chicken nuggets and crappy food like that.
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, ice cream becomes a thing, and breakfast becomes a thing, and lunch becomes a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then the best time ever with your kids, the best time ever is nighttime.
When they go to bed.
When they go to bed, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
You know, I don't even know how much time. Melissa, you crack me up. You have a way of getting my energy up and make the time fly. Melissa, have you heard the book, Fuck, Go to Sleep? You heard that, right?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson, right?
Yeah. I'm not going to play it then. Let's see how much time we got.
That's me at night.
Just fucking go to sleep, kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to this story. Yeah. I'm not supposed to get to this story. Okay, I'm going to save it. I like these stories. That I like mascots. I like cartoons. I like mascots who act up. I like mascots who fight. You punch them in the face, and they still have that stupid look on their face. It's the original mascot face. It just cracks me up. I don't know why. We're going to get to that. It just cracks me up. And so one day I was just searching Pornhub. One day I was bored. Yeah, I was bored. You know, I'm sick of it. You know, the stupid – I'm going to complain to them. I'm sick and tired of seeing a father fuck stepsister and stepmom fuck stepbrother and liars. They don't even know each other.
Mm.
Liars. You know, I'm going to maybe have a show that go with these stories and I could dispel them as liars. You know. You know, Lolita is another word for saying young girl, and she's already going to menopause. Shut up. Get the wig off of her. She's over 60. Liars.
Get the wig off.
Get that wig off of Grandma. Hold a little meat in my ass.
Oh. Oh my gosh! I sent you a picture in your messages.
Let me see.
I've got the weirdest sense of humor too, and I think it must run in families because I took that from my 17-year-old nephew's Facebook page. And I'm like, it made me, I really liked it. And I thought, kid, got the sense of humor.
Let me see.
I wonder if it is in family. Is everybody in your family, like, weird like that?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
I think it is inherited that, you know, when we watch something when we're kids or something. I'm trying to get the picture that we, ooh. Oh, that looks juicy. Wait, is that a – no, that looks juicy. Wait, my
– It's a midget.
It's a what?
It's a midget driving of power.
No,
wheel
I'm seeing
power
I'm seeing,
down the road.
Wait, no, I'm seeing. Oh, that was the Adobe recipe I sent you. That's the only. Oh, did you send it on my phone, Kim?
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, okay, I was looking in Facebook. I meant to try.
No.
Okay.
Look at it.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
It reads the caption above, and I'm like, this kid got it. He got the sense of humor.
Well, what is it's a midget.
And it says, throw a banana peel under the wheel.
I mean, he's going to be in trouble if he goes behind a car that's leaking oil. It's a midget. It's like one of these play cars. I can only say, I don't know if that's a real car or not, but it's driving down the road. He got his backpack in the back. He has his hat on and his beard. He's a serious driver. The windshield is like, he has a mullet and the windshield is like at his crotch. I mean, he's looking. It's just, so it has to be a kid car because there is no windshield whatsoever.
A midget driving a power wheel down the road. Bro,
that's,
you can't make this stuff up. I'm deceased. Somebody throw a banana peel. That's the cap.
Oh, that is funny. Yes, we do
so
have that.
When I saw that.
We
really
we do have inappropriate sense of humor. I think it's funny. Sometimes you got to laugh at this stuff. You know, come on, you got to laugh at it. I think I put the wrong thing on the marquee. I can't see the marquee. It's 28 minutes. Melissa, you're too much. That is funny. It did make me laugh. You know that thick sense of humor I have. Powerball. Suspect arraigned in Philadelphia. Mass shooting that killed 5. Russian jet harasses U.S. drones. Threats an Instagram app that is dubbed a Twitter killer. It's an Instagram app is dubbed the Twitter killer. 17 dead in fatal shooting in South Africa. Cargo ship blazed at Port Newark kills 2 firefighters. Rough weather causes post-July 4th travel chaos. 25 million Americans are under heat alert from coast to coast. Those are your top news stories for today. Thank you.
It is hot.
It is. Oh, it's finally the weather got hot where you are now? Because it was dreary before.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Here you go. Here we go. Let me see. Do I want to do this? What I got here? I'm almost finished with it. The mind fuck. Tucking in it. Okay, I'm done with that. Let me see. Let me see here. Okay. Now we go back to, she's almost done. More than 50 ways to use the word fuck. We'll be right back.
This means to handle or play with something carelessly. Stop fucking with my computer. You can also fuck with somebody. This means to do something which might cause the person to get angry or annoyed. I wouldn't fuck with Kate. She isn't as sweet as she looks. And finally, we have to fuck off. This means to leave or go away. Tom fucked off early yesterday because he thought nobody would notice. If Kate isn't polite today, she can fuck off. You're probably familiar with the imperative phrase, fuck off. This is just a very rude way of saying go away. Like with lots of these phrases, people who know each other well sometimes use this in a joking way. For example, if somebody is being teased by their friend, they might say, fuck off. But be careful, because even among friends, lots of people would still consider that quite rude. A similar phrase to fuck off is go fuck yourself. These can be used interchangeably, but normally we say fuck off if we want somebody to physically leave or to leave us alone. And go fuck yourself is just used to express anger or contempt towards a person. It's basically the same as fuck you. You can also use it with can to express indifference. If Tom doesn't like it, he can go fuck himself. That basically means, I don't care if Tom doesn't like it. Another similar phrase is, get fucked. This can mean, go away, or it can be used to express anger or contempt. Get fucked. This is my table. How dare you treat Frank like that? Get fucked. The adjective, fucked, can be used in lots of different situations. In fact, I think many people, including myself, often use it because they're too lazy to think of a more precise word. Fucked can mean broken or in a bad condition. After the accident, my car was totally fucked. She can't run anymore because her knee is fucked. It can also mean in trouble or in a difficult situation. If we don't finish this report today, we're fucked. Some people use it to mean very tired. He worked all night and now he's completely fucked. And some people use it to mean very drunk or very high. In other words, under the influence of drugs. Don't let Kate drive, she's totally fucked. Let's get fucked after work. Finally, we use it in the expression, can't be fucked, which means can't be bothered. You can go to the party if you want, but I can't be fucked. A very similar adjective is fucked up. Sometimes you can use fucked and fucked up interchangeably, and sometimes not. English is fun. Firstly, fucked up can also mean broken or in a bad condition. After the accident, my car was totally fucked up. It can also mean very drunk or very high. Let's get fucked up after work. But it also has some different meanings. It can mean morally reprehensible or very objectionable. In other words, you can say it if you think something is really morally wrong or very unjust. That new law is fucked up. It's an attack on freedom.
It's funny as a straight man, you know, gay and gay people may have a viable objection to this. You ever notice straight men, when they get upset, turn homosexual? And what I mean by this is that when you're drunk, right? Huh?
When they get upset? Now you just really woke me up. What? Tell me what you mean by that.
Okay. Here's what I mean. You get really drunk, right? Two guys getting really drunk. They're straight guys.
Okay.
All of a sudden, One guy says, I fucking love you, man. I fucking love you, dude. Fucking love you, dude.
Okay.
It's like,
that's different than them having sex.
What? No, but the connotation is, I fucking love you, you know what I mean? They don't even say that to their wives or their girlfriend, but they'll say it to their dude friends. You know what? I'm fucking love you, man. When was the last time that a guy came home to his wife or girlfriend and says, you know, I fucking, well, you know, I'm sure that happens. And then they get upset, right? First thing out of a guy's mouth, two guys, first thing out of his mouth, like, suck my dick.
It's like, oh, what? Yeah.
Gay people have an argument on it, going, what?
Blow me.
Yeah,
right?
Blow me.
Blow
me. That's another one.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we're not gay. Fucking blow
women
me.
Women don't do that.
I know. When was the last time a woman got pissed off and go, oh, suck my pussy?
Never. Well.
Never. Eat me
I've
out,
heard some
bitch.
Stuff, but
never.
Anyway.
But guys do that. Guys do that. It's like, okay, now here's the game. Ready? Let's play it.
My badge is bigger than yours.
Almost never, ever
spoke
about. How often
do you hear that?
Never. Never.
Mm-mm.
Never. And then they start, then when they get really drunk, usually this is the college people, they start tweaking each other's nipples.
Yeah.
And then they laugh.
How weird.
Like, okay. I know.
Yeah.
Here it is right here. Game. I'm going to play a game. Here we go. Do you want to, I got the wrong sign, but I'm a big fan of puzzles. What was the show? Do you want to play a game? There's a horror film. I forgot the name of the name with the puppet. So I'm a big fan of his. So I got the sound bite, but it's the wrong side bite. Sound bite. That's what. I know, Baby Sean. I know, but this is, but it's Baby Sean. It's live. I can't. I know. I'm trying to move on. But
like
we're live.
I know.
Let me see.
You bought it? Oh, perfect. I know you bought it at the store.
So anyway, Melissa, help me out with it. Why find it? Seriously. Tell me, you have a clear mind. You have, you kind of think like me, but you deny it, but you're above me, so you can control me. Like, this is how he thinks, but I'm above this. Now, I told this story about my dentist. What is happening there with the receptionist, Amy? What is happening there?
Don't bring anybody fucking oranges.
That's
weird.
I know, but... Well, no. It's wait a minute. Before we get to the oranges, is that normally I was canceling? The context is I was canceling the appointment.
Yeah.
And normally you cancel appointment, and the reaction would be, "When would you like to make a next one, or call us back when you like it?"
Yeah.
That's the normal reaction you get. But I got. Okay. Yeah, but I got. Oh man, this is on me. What? Okay. You know. What is this about?
Huh.
And then I said, okay, I'll bring you a rose. No, I don't want roses. How about an orange? I love oranges. And then, like I said, last time I was there, which is yesterday, I was leaving, wasn't thinking about it. I was running late. And I said, I'll see you guys tomorrow because I got to go tomorrow. And she says, you broke my heart. I go, what? I don't know her. You broke my heart. I go, and it took me a while to figure out what she was saying. I go, oh, I forgot to bring you the oranges, right? Now, who's the monkey here? Who's mind-fucking who? Who's controlling who? Because she said, well, Friday is Friday. You could bring the oranges Friday. I go, because I was saying, I'll go get you some oranges. I feel bad. She goes, no, do it Friday. Do it Friday because it's Friday. I go, okay. And all last night I was thinking about oranges, getting a bag of oranges, getting her a bag of oranges for the office, whatever. Who is mind-fucking who? What's going on there?
I guess both.
So now I got to wake up a little bit earlier to go to the store to get some oranges.
What is
Melissa,
what's going on about that?
I didn't tell her. I didn't tell her about Orange Gate.
You're looking like a weirdo bringing this little bitch oranges.
I'm bringing it for the office. It's not like it's on her break and I hit some oranges on her.
Three oranges.
Huh?
Three oranges?
I did. Last time I brought three, you know, because there was a receipt. You know, there's three. Because there's three people in the office, in the front office. One for
okay.
her.
This is
good. Because they're really nice to me.
Yeah.
You know? They're really nice.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah. But
only
every
you
time
would
I
get yourself into something like this.
I know. I got myself in Orange Gate. I mean, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time I got to go there, I got to bring oranges. I mean, she said I broke
her
heart.
Why don't you bring her three bananas?
She doesn't like bananas.
How about three cucumbers?
I know where you're going with this. It's subliminal.
Right?
I know where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm.
She could be my grandkid. I mean, this kid, I don't know how old she is. It was one time I was setting my appointment. I got some work done. And so I had to go to her. I said, okay, set me up here. And she goes, Brian. I said, oh, what happened to Mr. Jackson? I go, yes. I'm getting my crown done. We trust the dentist, don't we? I go, you work for him? Yes, we better trust him. She goes, okay, we trust him, right? Yes. And so she gets her crown done, and she showed me her crown. Who's mind-fucking who, Melissa? Who is doing this?
How about a package of cheap hot dogs? really, really cheap, like fucking hot dogs or something. Cheap
or a frozen banana with nuts on top.
Yeah, there you go.
Here we go. I'm telling you, there's something creepy going on. Am I the creep? I don't know. Am I being controlled? Well, the great Melissa, we have two stories. Either I could do it really quickly,
okay.
the thoughts of the game, or we can go, it'll be your choice, or we can go with the mermaids and the furry people.
Oh, that mermaid.
Remember
furries,
said,
didn't Jesse fetishes see a mermaid?
Huh?
Remember Jesse said he saw a mermaid?
I thought of him right there. He actually believes in mermaids. He really believes in that.
He believes
in that.
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's go with the game and see if we have enough time with the furries. Here we go. The 10 strategy you use to mindfuck us into submission. This is it. There's only 10 of them. I'll go really quickly. These are things that people use to mindfuck us into submission. Here we go. Number 10. Mention all the toys and trinkets you just can't afford to buy for yourself, because you are more fulfilled giving handouts to the homeless and lending money to your not-so-fortunate siblings. After all the distance you created, she will run out and buy them for you because you're such a good-hearted guy. Yeah, you know, here you go. Here's my last dollar. Here it is. She sees this. What a kind person he is. And then she will do this for you because you're such a great guy. Number 9, how to mind fuck yourself, how to mind fuck a person into submission. Number 9, refrain from meaningful conversations about her for the next week and keep the topic to sports or your ex-girlfriend that has suddenly begun calling. This silently threatens her that if she doesn't sit quietly, the ex might listen. Talk engines. The Sci-Fi Channel and sports, all you want now. That's it. Number 8. When you see tears begin to well in her eyes after a week or two of silence as she wants to talk, make her think that you distance because you were scared she is too good for you. She will want to be even more patient with you. She wanted to be more patient with you, with your distance now, and will stop wanting to talk since she thinks it's about getting to your heart. Number 7, suddenly stop inviting her to functions with your friends and only tell her after you've gone where you were. Make her wonder where you were and why you didn't tell her. The more she wonders about you, what you are doing, the more loyal she will think she needs to be. Number 6.
This is terrible.
Go ahead. these are mind fuck to put her into submission. Number 6.
Yeah.
Suddenly stop. Number 6. Send her a little text or email message with words like kiss, goodbye, or I'm thinking about you, assuring you are the last thought of the evening. You must be the first and the last thought of the day, so you keep her at home by the phone while you're out. Number 6.
Mm.
Number 5. In the intense moment of heated passion, pull away and tell her, I don't want to rush you. I want to really know who you are first. Make her think that you are respecting her. She will feel like she has to try harder to get you in bed and dominate you in her plaid skirt. Number 4. Parade her to all of your friends and tell her what a king you felt like when with her on your arm. She will go to great lengths to look better each time. She will think being a trophy is her idea, while you chalk up points with the guys for the hot piece of ass that you got. Number 3. Remember everything she says so that you can use it against her.
That's good stuff.
Make sure she realizes that you have the amazing listening skills. She must believe you are different from the other guys, so she won't consult her more cynical friends. Number two, ask her questions about what she thinks and believes. Make her think you are really listening. Laverne does this to me all the time. She does it to me. Oh, you're a great listener. Sometimes she can't hold it. She just laughs at me.
Oh, she had an issue gone or something.
Yeah, she's listening issues.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, my God, Melissa. Oh, it's like,
yeah.
Where was it? Remember everything she said? Okay, ask her questions about what she thinks and believes. Make her think you're really listening. Convincing her that you want to know her for what she is on the inside. She must think that you are interested in her mind in order to get her body. And the number one, the number one strategy to use to mind fuck a woman into submission or a gay guy, send her sweet nothings, you know, starting with the first date act taken by her. And make sure she thinks you want more. She must feel she has the power to captivate you, so she will voluntarily take herself off the market. And that's how you do it. Yeah. Give her sweet nothings and flowers.
Does he want her, or does he just want to see, is it like a conquest? I don't get it.
He wants her.
Okay.
But he wants her to think that he doesn't.
So by
her not getting the complete 100%, she would want to try harder to impress him and be with him.
Oh, yes.
So that's what that's about. We still have time for this. Here we – no, 7 minutes. Damn it. Well, I got to get my furry friends. Where's my furry friends? Are you there? Just 5 minutes of it. I don't know what this guy's talking
okay.
about, but here we go. Here we go.
When people told Robert he looked like Abraham Lincoln, he just laughed. But that was before he grew the beard. After he grew it, he looked in the mirror and said, "This is my destiny. Shame on me if I don't present Abraham Lincoln." Well, that epiphany changed his life. Now the former drywall contractor presents Lincoln 40 times a year. But Robert knows it's not enough to look like Lincoln to present him. There's a responsibility that comes with that hat, he said, and you feel it when you put it on. There's a standard you must uphold. Cookie was a housebound asthmatic, taking medication for bipolar disorder. But all that changed when she became a mermaid. "I feel invincible," she told me. "I can do anything." And that includes marrying her mertender, Ralph. He told me when Cookie became a mermaid, she got off her meds. She puts on her tail, he said, and she becomes a completely different person. William and Karen. They've been married more than 40 years. They owe their longevity in part to their fetish lifestyle. They know it's not for everyone, but once a year, they get together with other fetishists at a hotel in Florida. "Where else are you going to go when you look like me?" William said. This is a venue where people with proclivities outside the mainstream can network and have some fun without feeling ostracized. Everybody's kink is okay. If you had told me 4 years ago that I would ever meet William and Karen, Cookie or Robert, let alone talk about them at a TEDx conference, I would have thought you were mad. That's because my career as a photographer began in ruin. This kind of ruin. Dead buildings, without a living soul in sight. Shot in black and white infrared, a type of photography that accentuates their haunted otherworldliness. As a photographer and as a history buff, this was my way to commune with the past. But after doing this type of photography for a few years and publishing it in a couple of books, I realized that if I was to grow as a photographer, I needed to be in the present and photograph people in living color. So in 2013, I began researching what I thought was going to be my next project, reenactors. Years ago, I worked for the History Channel producing documentaries, and I had worked with reenactors.
You know, I used to think role-playing, I've been with my girlfriend for over 24 years now. 24 years? So that means if you're listening to the show and you're 23, I was with her a year before you were even born. I asked my girlfriend one time, we're on a plane, I told the story, but I'll make it short, because she was happily married at the time. Now she's with me, and I asked her, we're on a plane. I figured the plane was going down, so we'd get some secrets. So I asked her, I go, what was wrong with your marriage? Because at this point, we've already been together for over 20 years when I asked her that. So it was like, so now I asked the question, what went wrong with your marriage? And I always say that we had a one-night stand. We met at a hotel, had a one-night stand. It lasted for over 24 years. And people say, well, what is your secret? I'm going to tell you what the secret is. There's only one secret. And it's not really a secret. Well, it is a secret. People need each other. Whatever reason. It doesn't matter what the reason is. Whatever reason. I don't care. Financially, love, big dick, small dick, he's pussy good, he listens to me. Whatever the reason is, the reason. There's a reason. How small or how great. So, and the reason I say that is we had a one-night stand that lasted 24 years. And during that, she was happily married. Very happy. Very happy. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to say this, miss. There's nothing wrong with it. She's not a bad person. She's a good person. A good person. But she was unhappy. So we're on the plane, and I said, what happened? You know, I'm expecting bad stuff. And she replied, nothing. It's a great marriage. What? At that point, I asked the stewardess for another drink because something I'm missing. She goes, I was very happy. Okay, I said, then if you were so happy, why did you stay? She goes, and she said this, because it got to be too routine. I know what we're going to have Tuesday. I know what's going on Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. We can go the whole week. I know what's going to, it was just routine. We do this every Monday. We do this every Friday. When the weekend's going to, we do this. There is just a straight line. There's a flat line, like in the hospital. Straight line. Nothing exciting. She was existing. She was existing in a relationship. She's the kind of person that stays in a relationship for a while. She was existing. And I would say to her, why are you with me? She goes, now before I said that, there was an incident that just happened before, and the whole plane hated me. Have you ever went into a group of people, and you, as you're walking, and you see these eyes just on you that wish you were dead? That's what happened. So that's what happened before I asked that question. Because technically, we're getting back to the Furbies, just hanging there. Good morning, sleepyhead. Melissa's here. How are you, Pat?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. How are you? How are you? Good. I'm good. I'm good, Melissa. Excellent. You sound really tired.
She does,
well,
doesn't she?
Yeah. I was up for something like 30 hours, so.
Wow.
Yeah, I have two visitors from out of town, so.
Oh, you
we,
do?
We, we'll,
are they
yeah.
human or entities?
Human.
Okay, they're human. We have to ask Pat that question. Who knows who's visiting Pat now?
Yeah,
so,
well,
yeah,
it could be like that.
So who are they? Are you your friends or your sons, daughters, family?
My niece and my granddaughter.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, they live out of town, and I haven't seen my niece for about 2-3 years, you know, for
wow.
a good visit anyhow. And
yeah.
Because of COVID, you know.
Oh, yeah. How old are they?
Well, my niece is in her 30s.
Oh, okay. And your granddaughter?
Because I'm old as fuck, you know.
You're old as fuck. We didn't hear that one. We didn't hear we're going on the fuck theory. We didn't hear that one. You're old ass. Well, we did have ass fuck, yeah. So you're not old as fuck. I know how old you are.
Yeah, and my granddaughter's 14.
She's 14. Are they both there?
Not right now, no.
Where are they at?
Well, my granddaughter's at her dad's.
Ah. And
your niece? Sheila's just sitting there quietly at the table, so.
Can I talk to your niece? Tell her she's
oh,
going to
no.
be on the radio.
Oh, no.
Tell her
Sheila,
this is
the
biggest. You cannot
radio?
Give her a. You could not give her the better. Tell her that she's on a worldwide radio. You cannot give her a better gift than that. She will always remember, with the number one guy.
Oh well, she's pretty serious. She says, "What do they want to ask?"
Well, just tell her to get on the phone, woman. She can be on the radio. How many chances do you get to be on a radio that's worldwide? How many chances?
I don't know, but she's kind of poopy about things.
She's a little poopy. Let me talk to that woman. Come on.
Oh,
I'll be charming.
You really want to talk to her now, eh?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Now you're bad mouthing.
She said she's in a bad mood.
All right, hi. Now she's bad mouthing me. What's up?
She's not. I love your accent. Where are you from? Detroit?
No, Toronto.
Toronto. Well, welcome to the show. You know I'm a number one guy. We're going worldwide. Everybody's listening to your beautiful voice. How's that?
Yeah, no, that's great. How
are
you guys doing?
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Now, I love your aunt, Pat. And
yeah,
Pat has
I know
superpowers.
You guys have been talking to her for a while now.
We have. She's secretly in love with me, but she can't have me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Oh, my God. So I'm only going to give you for 2 minutes. I just wanted to ask some questions. So are you married?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend? Yeah,
no.
Baby.
No.
No?
No.
So what's wrong with you?
I have an autoimmune disorder.
What does that mean? You can't drive a car?
No, I'm just very severely sick.
Oh, you're sick.
Yeah, I have an autoimmune disorder. I'm very sick all the time.
Okay, so marry a doctor.
Marry a doctor. They told me to marry a doctor. Yeah, that got her going.
So tell me the autoimmune. I only got a couple of minutes. Tell me what that's about, because I'm not familiar with autoimmune disease. What does that mean?
There's many different types. I have one that's called an Addison's disease, and it knocked out the organs relating to my endocrine system.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, it's very specific organs that got knocked out. And I'm on a bunch of different medications just to keep me alive, let alone functioning.
You sound very functioning. You know, you sound hot for a sick person. You know that? You're like a hot baby. Yes.
Well, here I am.
So you're 30 years old. Are you 30 or over 30?
I'm over 30. I'm mid-30 now.
Okay. Now, when was the last time you had a boyfriend, or you know?
Holy shit!
Intimacy.
This is back when I was in my. This is back in my cosplaying days. I've had a life.
Yes.
This was. When was Adam around?
I don't know.
That guy was around back when I was in 30. No, in my 23.
Yeah. Okay, 7 years.
Yeah,
that
was a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you break up? Did you break up because of your situation, your condition?
No. Well, no, no. It was mutual. It just wasn't working out. He was a nice dude. It was just not working. You know, you're not compatible. You're not compatible. That's how it goes, you know.
I like that. I do like that. You know, because I hate charity crap, you know. Oh, I want to take care of you. I'm going to be your champion.
Yeah.
You know, that bullshit.
You get worried about that because you don't want to burden people with it. But
right.
At the same time, other people have their priorities too, you know.
Well, if you're a hot piece of ass, you don't mind, you know, because there'll be moments where you can just jump on that.
You know, you think so. But
you would think.
You don't want to. On top of that, you don't. You know, you don't want the hassle because you got enough problems as it is. It's like, fuck it. Never mind. I don't need.
No, I
don't need the drama.
No, everybody has something. You know, you happen to have that. I had cancer, and I just beat cancer.
Oh shit!
So,
what kind?
Oh, I had two. I had two forms of cancer. I had stomach cancer. No, not stomach. I'm sorry. I got bladder cancer, and then I had prostate.
Holy shit.
Double dose. Yes.
Shit. Congrats. Congrats on defeating it.
Well, there you go. See, so we all have some kind of cross to bear. We all have something that, you know what I mean. And I hope that doesn't hold you back because you sound functioning. You got a great aunt who's a psychic, and she could probably tell you ahead of time that you're going to talk to me, and you're going to love it. So you probably already know this.
She said quite a lot about your show. It's like, oh yeah, it's kind of nuts. It's kind of down my alley. You know?
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's right. You know, you do have that sense of humor. I think you do have. Can I tell you? Let me see. It's a stupid joke. But if you laugh, you'll fit right in. It's a dumb joke. I'm going to tell you right now, it's a dumb joke. But if you do laugh, you fit
right
in.
Thanks for the warning.
That you should. It has a disclaimer. Here we go. Yeah. You know, there's a bomb that exploded. Melissa heard
right.
this, and she goes, okay, I'm gonna, there's a bomb that exploded. And there's three ducks that are going to St. Peter's Gate. So the first duck goes to the gate, and St. Peter's asks the duck, what's your name? And he says, Quack. And then St. Peter says, tell me the worst thing you ever done. Well, the duck said, well, I blew bubbles in a pond. And St. Peter says, well, that doesn't sound so bad. He opens the gate, go on in. Second duck comes up. St. Peter says, what's your name? He says, Quack, Quack. He goes, okay, tell me the worst thing you ever done. He says, I blew bubbles in a pond. He goes, that's not that bad. Go on in the gate. The third duck comes up. St. Peter says, let me guess, quack, quack, quack. He goes, no, I'm Bubbles.
Oh, shit.
You fit right in.
What did you get to talk about?
So, I don't know. How long are you going to be visiting your aunt?
Oh, up until tomorrow. I've actually been here for the entire week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and then you go back to, where do you go back to?
North of Toronto, yeah.
Wow. Is that far from where you are? She's in by Niagara Falls, right? So what is it,
yeah,
2 or 3 hours?
Yeah, on the other side of the Golden Horseshoe. It's,
wow.
Because we're basically on, there's a lake between us, if you actually look at it on a map. Because I know you guys are where is?
Right.
We're whereabouts there?
What?
Whereabouts these guys are?
L.A.
L.A., yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty, yeah, you guys don't know around this area. Yeah, no, we're around one of the Great Lakes. So that area is called, like, the Great Horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
So because of the fact that we have a lake between us. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I would have gone today, but apparently on the other side of the lake there's a massive electrical storm. So,
wow.
I'm going to see. Yeah, I'm going to avoid that.
Yeah, well, let me ask your opinion, because there seemed to be a controversy. See, I know three people from Canada.
Yeah.
She lives in Vancouver, one I do know. She lives in Vancouver.
Nice.
And a week ago we had a controversy, and since you don't know anything about the controversy, you didn't hear the show, I want to get it from you. Is there
a tit-for-tat
thing about the provinces of Canada that you guys don't like people from Quebec or Montreal, people don't like people from Vancouver, you don't like the French people, there's too much French influence. Is there controversy there regarding...
Like a generation thing? It depends on the generation you're talking to.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fact that there was once an election that Quebec wanted to vote themselves out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of people, like, still butt-sore about it.
Mm-hmm.
So you got the generation, like, the generation that, like, Pat's from or, like, the mom's from that remember
right.
that kind of shit.
Right.
And they they're still butt-sore about it. And so Pat's screaming on the other side of the room. Is like, we're not happy about it. So they're still butt-sore about it. And when I was a kid, you know, there were still, like, jokes about the Francophones and shit like that. And over the years, it's kind of softened down because of the, you know, millennial generation has kind of growing out of it and kind of separating themselves from that mentality, even though the jokes are still there. Everybody's still kind of sore about that kind of election and shit like that. And it was, like, a very close election.
Ah.
Like, I forget how close it was. I think it was, like, down to the wire. It was like, you remember what that election was about? It was very close.
That's too bad they didn't
celebrate. Yeah, like, I don't remember. It was, like, down to, like, 3 votes. It was kind of very close to the wire. Like, they almost
separated.
Yeah, kind of deal. Although, don't quote me on that because I don't remember. Like, you could actually Google it. That's why there's so much controversy on it, because it really depends on who you ask. It's a generational thing, right?
Right.
And even now you'll see a bunch of people, like, if you go down there, you have the same generational thing,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of the Quebec people will resent people who are not from Quebec.
Right.
Right, yeah, because
wow.
of that. The same deal, but it's in, like, from the other side of the fence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's still there. It's kind of like some bizarro racism in Canada.
Wow.
But it's kind of growing. You know, people are growing out of it just because, you know, that generation's, like, growing up and growing old and dying, so whatever. They're going to have to get used to it. There's worse things now. Yeah.
But do a lot of Canadians resent the French Canadians because of the French way, or they find them pushy, or they find them mean-spirited? Is that going on there? You know, the heavy French Canada versus Vancouver or somewhere?
It's that's actually because of it. It's because of the generational leftover. The generational leftover. It's only softened up because, you know, the millennials don't give a shit about that anymore. The Gen Zers certainly don't give a shit about that. We have bigger problems right now. Like, we have, like, homeless kids now. We're having the same things.
Right.
Like, a lot of the U.S. problems are leaking into here. Like, we have Trumpers now. Like, we have worse
We got Trumpers.
Yeah, we have Trumpers. Yo, when the election happened over there in the U.S., we had actual Trumpers up here from Toronto all the way to North York, which is the entire, like, geez, even in Barrie, like, it was an entire stretch of southern Ontario over here.
Wow.
Trumpers in Canada. Idiots. They don't even know what country they're in.
Do they wear the hat?
I swear.
Do they have?
And
they
had to be
hats?
Protected by police because of the harassment.
Wow.
I swear. You think, like, nobody's
giving a crap about the Quebec people anymore. Like, it's
right.
really a generational gap that's kind of left over, and, like, the
yeah.
resentment is coming from both sides of the fence, and people go to Quebec, and it's like, oh, you don't speak French. And it's like, yeah, nobody speaks French. Everybody speaks a second language. Nobody speaks French. The majority of people up in North York speak Chinese. Nobody speaks French. I speak Spanish. This one up over here, she's half German. I don't even know if she speaks anything. You don't speak anything? No? Yeah. Yo, my neighbors, I got a Jewish, I got Jewish over neighbor. I got another one, two of them are Indian, like from India. And
right.
then the, you know, I got someone from Hong Kong. And
uh-huh.
I got like two Koreans. Nobody speaks French, right? Everybody speaks a second language because they're all immigrants. Because it's
yeah.
an immigrant country, right? Nobody speaks French.
You are funny. You know, if you can read my mind, here's what my mind is saying as you're talking. Listen, here's what it says. Here's what I'm thinking.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. You are amazing. You're funny. You got a great personality. First time on the radio, and you're like a pro. I mean, if you had your own show, I would listen to it. You are amazing. It's great to have you on the show. I want to thank you for your time. I could talk to you forever, but I only got 13 minutes.
Well, thank you very much for letting me on.
Oh, anytime. And have you met Melissa? There's a Melissa from Maine. That's where we get our lobster.
Oh, okay. Well, hi, Melissa.
Hey, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Now, you got to get...
Thank
now,
you for putting
I know.
That into perspective.
There
that was
you
good. You did a good job.
Thank you. You know, I don't know much about it, but you got just the condition that you have. But it sounds like most people will just fold and bury themselves. But you sound well-adjusted. You have a great sense of humor. I think your great sense of humor is keeping you, you know, functioning very well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Tell me your bad days. I just want to know, tell me your bad day so I can understand this condition. Just I only got about a couple of minutes, but I just want to understand what you go through.
Oh, geez. I, you know what? COVID actually taught me that people are the problem.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, apparently I really have to, like, now permanently wear a mask and, like, wash my hands and everything because the moment they look at me, I get sick for, like, a week.
Really?
Because I'm hyperactive. Like, you know how people have, like, no immune system, so they hypo?
Uh-huh.
But I have a hyperactive immune system, so my immune system just, like, overreacts for everything. Right?
Oh, really? So if you catch a cold...
Yeah, so you look at me, I get sick, and then my immune system just, like, loses its senses and decides, no, fuck it. So I'm going to bedridden. So, yeah, no, that's... probably like all the time. Every time I take the subway, it's like I get sick.
When you get sick, are you vomiting? Are you throwing up? You get diarrhea? You lose
consciousness? It's like getting a cold constantly.
Oh, damn.
It's like, and then I get migraines, and I have to take like severe migraine medication just so that it doesn't get so bad that you end up like with your face on fire and seeing colors. So that's under control. Yeah, but the medication is severe enough that it actually agitates my symptoms further, but at least my face is not on fire and I'm seeing colors and I'm completely disabled just by the migraine alone.
Oh, damn.
Oh,
you must be worried.
Yeah.
Yeah, you must be worried, like, in your relationship when you suck a dick. I mean, are you afraid?
I'll
okay.
tell you when it happens.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, put the face on fire. It's like, God, oh my. I mean, you must.
Oh, yeah, and worse off, I'm allergic to things. So, you know, who knows if you get jizzed on, I might actually have an allergic reaction.
Right.
I'd have to tell you about it when it happens.
Right. You start scratching yourself like you're on crystal meth. Like, what the hell's wrong with you? This is not an
outfit. Like, nah, you're going to have to leave, man. I'm allergic to you. It's like, just like toss them out naked, throw the clothing out with them.
Yeah. You're bothering me, kid. I'll just sit you on a curb. Somebody in your street cleaner will come once. You know, he comes on Tuesday and wipe you up. Wow. And
yeah.
You know what? Your aunt didn't toss me your name, so can you throw it at me? What's your name?
Oh, yeah. She did. She did. My name's Sheila.
Oh, Sheila. She did? So that's how much I listen to your aunt. Of
yeah, but she only
tossed
me once. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sheila. Sheila, you, unless Melissa wants to ask some questions, Sheila, again,
yes.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. Melissa, do you have any questions for Sheila? That's a pretty name.
I don't. I hope she comes back.
I hope so, too, especially because she says Jesus. No.
Oh, well,
no.
I have, you know, it's a bit of a trip from over there. It's like a
Well, we're
hour
international.
Trip.
Your mom could tell you how we can, you could call me from where you are. We're internationally. She just sends the link to you and you're on the show.
Right.
Yeah. Well, here you go. The audience loves you. Listen to them. Look at this. Sheila, Sheila. Look at that crowd. And they're from Quebec. Look at that. They love you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Sheila,
they're not mad at me. That's good.
They're not mad at you at all. Sheila, you sound great. And any man would be lucky enough just to be around you and just feel that energy that you have. And you sound great. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Well, thank you. You want to talk to Pat again?
Yeah, I'll talk to her. She might, you know, I might as well. She's there. Yes.
All right. Pat.
Bye, Sheila. Bye, Sheila.
Bye.
All right,
go,
bye.
Everybody.
It was nice talking to you. Bye, Melissa.
Bye.
There you go. There goes Sheila.
Hey, Ray.
There she is. Hello, Pat. How are you doing? What a beautiful niece that you have, you know?
Yeah,
she's
she
beautiful.
Is, isn't she?
She has a little bit of your personality. She really does. She cracks me
hung
up.
Hung around me too long.
We're just finishing up the story. I forgot what I was talking about. We're talking about mind fucking.
Yeah.
And that's basically it. Oh, I was talking to the story, doing the same thing. So as we're on an airplane, I was asking my girlfriend why. She said she had a great marriage. And I said, okay, why are you with me? She goes, well, let me tell you something. It was just, like I said, her marriage was just stagnant. It was going nowhere. It was just flatline. She goes, with me, she goes, you are peaks and valleys. Now, before the context of this is a true story, the context of this, we're waiting, our plane was late, so we're waiting. We hear the announcement over the loudspeaker. Your flight, blah, 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 will be delayed for another 20 minutes and we'll start boarding. That's what I heard. That's what was said. Now, if you're a smoker and you're in a non-smoking area, you're thinking, 20 minutes. I got 20 minutes. Because you can't smoke in the airport in Los Angeles. You have to go out the gate again to even hit the thing. So you have to go past the PSA, blah, 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 blah. It's a whole thing. It takes 10 minutes to get outside. So you're thinking, 10 minutes of smoking. You finally get the cigarette. You go, this is so good. This is so good. You're done with the cigarettes. You're going to do it faster. Do the cigarette alone. 2 minutes. Puff it. Because I wanted that air in my system when I'm on the airline. I run through the PSA. I'm running through. Nobody's there at the gate. No one there. I go, uh-oh. And then I go to the gate next to it. And I said, what happened to these people? They go, they boarded, sir. And we go, what do you mean they boarded? The guy said, well, it's 20 minutes. Sir, they boarded the plane. And I go, can you stop it? She looked at me like I was a crazy person. I'm not stopping the plane. So I sit there. I go, what am I going to do? She's on the plane. They're going to take off. The only thing I can do is press my face against the window and just wave with a little tear. Let her know I miss her. I sit down. Then I hear this door just opening up really angry. And there she was. It was the flight attendant. I go, maybe I can sneak on. And then I'm looking at this flight attendant. She has a half smile. I go, okay, they seem friendly. I'm walking towards it. And then appears as my girlfriend with the meanest look on her face. She was mean. I go, uh-oh. And I heard this voice of a man, a demon-like voice, get on the plane. I go, okay. Bottom line, she held up the plane for me. she held the plane up for me.
Oh,
and I'm
geez.
Walking, to, and it was Southwest Airlines. I'm walking, every fucking person was staring at me. They held the plane up for me. I'm like, hey, how you doing? You know, putting your head down. Hey, how you doing? They wanted to kill my fucking ass. I sat down. Even worse, the lady on the loudspeaker, now that we're all here, we can now take off. Please adjust. I go, oh, shit. And they're just, then they're buckling their seatbelt, looking at me like we're going to hang a nigga. I can't wait to land on this one. Then going back to the conversation, well, why are you with me? She goes, with you, it's peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys, peaks and valleys. It's up and down. I don't know even what's going to happen the next day. I don't know what's going to come out of your mouth. I don't know what's going on with you. She goes, I'm still mad at you, because they had a cop there. They had a policeman at our station, and he was in a glass booth. And I go, hey, honey, there's a cop in a glass. She goes, don't you do anything. I go, what am I going to do? She goes, "Don't I know you. Don't you do. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not a child. So he was in a chair in this little booth, and he was looking out, you know, for security reasons. So I go to him, and he has a side eye to me, like, what this fool going to be doing? Because he's still looking. So I do the elevator thing. So I go by him, and then I go down like I'm going down in the elevator. I pop up on the other side. And then I do the escalator thing. I'm running on the escalator, whoop, going down, down, down. Pop up to the other. Then he's looking at this, I'm going to kill you. He's laughing. He goes, why would you do that to him? I don't know. Something's wrong with me. So anyway. Last time I did was try to get the drug puppy. Go, please don't mess with the drug dog. And here I am. Here, puppy. Here, puppy. And then they got me, and they started to shake me down. What did the dog picked you out? Do you have drugs? No. Why did the dog look at you? I have no idea. Good puppy. So that's traveling with me. That's what it is. So there you go. There you go. We don't have time for Wendy Walsh.
No.
Melissa
no
was
more.
Great.
No more.
Melissa moved the conversation forward. Melissa got my energy up. And Sheila, you know, topped it off, looked like a sundae, you know, with a little whip topping on the conversation. And, of course, Pat,
thank
our lovely
you.
Pat,
thank you,
is in here.
Pat.
Thank you, Melissa. And thank you, Sean. And, of course, the lovely Pat is here, too, and it's great to have, like, family. I will not be on tomorrow. Let's all say it. Oh. Well,
you
yeah,
really?
I'm going to. I'm going to try to make it. Pat, 11:30 Pacific Standard Time. What time is it now where you are, Pat?
It's 1:25.
Okay, so you're East Coast. So you're 10, 11, 12. So you're 3 hours ahead of me. So that would be 11:30, 12:30, 1:30, 2:30 your time I'll be on. I'm going to try to make it. I'm going to be on.
2:30 tomorrow?
2:30, yes. In the afternoon.
Okay. I might be busy for a bit of it, but I'll come on.
I'm going to
miss
Sheila.
I'll be awake tomorrow.
Okay, good. I'm going to miss Sheila. Sheila kind of remind me of Melissa's daughter. They kind of almost have the same rhythm in talking. Doesn't she a little bit, Melissa? Doesn't she kind of remind you of how Jill would be talking?
Yeah.
You know? They're not, they say what they mean. They're funny. They just, that reminds me of Melissa's daughter. It's good to hear her. All right, Kit, we got 1 minute. Pat? I'm going to let you finish the show. Is there something you want to say? Is there a song that you want to play or anything like that?
Oh, no. If you want to play a song, go for it. You know?
Yeah.
I love music.
Okay, let's take a vote. This is a song that I usually can't get through, but I tend to like it. Melissa, you like Ozzy Osbourne, Mom, I'm Coming Home?
Well, sure.
Do you like it? Seriously?
Yeah. Go ahead, play it.
Okay. Pat, do you like Ozzy Osbourne? I'm thinking that's
great
for her. Okay, we're going to finish the show. We're going to finish the show with Mama, I'm Coming Home. I can't really see, this song reminds me of my mother who passed away, and then I'm thinking that when I was in the hospital, I used to play this song because I didn't think I was going to pull through. And once black people will say, you know, it's time to go home. I don't know if black people say, I think white people say the same thing. But this song is a good song. And here's Ozzy Osbourne. This is to Melissa and to Pat. I don't have my radio voice with me. Hey, here you are. Brian Hammer, BT93.7. And we're sending this out to Canada, and we're sending this out to Maine and New Hampshire. You young ladies, wherever you are, you're waiting for your husbands to come home from work, or you're waiting for your lovers to leave his wife so you can have that bump in the night for 1 hour. Here we go. Mama, I'm coming home.
What are you doing?
Times have changed, and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same.
You know what I'm going to do?
I'm coming home.
I'm going to make you a ball ball.
Time goodbye.
What are you doing?
Seems to be.
What's
you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home.
You got all that silverware, don't you?
It hurts so bad, it feels so loud. Mama, I'm coming home.
Oh, put that back. Stop the music back.
You know, it's funny. There was a theory that Ozzy bit off a bat when he was in concert. And we're talking about health issues. I'll just make this fast. And we're talking about health issues. Ozzy has faced numerous health issues in recent years. In 2019, he was forced to cancel his entire tour due to a fall at his home, which aggravated an old injury and caused him to undergo surgery. Also, Ozzy also was disclosed that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. It's a progressive nervous system disorder affecting movement. He is currently sober after struggling with drug and alcohol abuse for years. Ozzy has been spotted out and about looking frail and walking with a cane. He has expressed a desire to perform full concerts again in the spring, but he admits he's mostly feeling his age these days. In a recent statement, Ozzy said that his body is still physically weak and he is not physically capable of doing his upcoming tour in Europe. And it looks like, I was talking to Sheila, we're all dealing with something, man. Another person, help me out, Pat.
Yeah.
These things in the air tonight. Something, you know, the drummer, Genesis. Help me out. What was his name?
Peter Gabriel?
No, the drummer.
Phil Collins.
And to just tell you, I don't know if Sheila is listening, but Phil Collins is dealing with the same thing. For over decades now, Phil Collins has been battling illnesses and going through significant health issues behind the scene. When he revealed that he had been suffering from serious health problems, at one point he said he could barely hold a stick and was very close to dying.
Holy moly.
He is suffering. Phil Collins is suffering from health problems. He did his last concert. I mean, let me see. Where is it at? I mean, he is in bad shape. He was playing the drums. I was trying to find the story. Maybe this will get more in depth of the story. That when he was playing drums, he did something to his neck, and he's not able to. Well, here it is. What health problems does Phil Collins have? Over the years, he has sustained an injured vertebrae in his upper neck, which he has led to crippling nerve damage. He also has an acute appendicitis.
Why don't they take it out?
I don't know. It went on and on. A singer has actually been battling a string of health issues. Oh, he looks horrible. Oh, my God, he looks like something out of a... I got to show you this picture. I wonder if I could save this picture. Let me see if I can save this picture.
Message it to
okay,
me.
Pat. I'm going to send it to you right now. I think it's going to be the picture. Let me send it to you right now in Facebook. Let me see. Let's see. While I do this, I have to stall. I got to send you this picture. This is actually Phil Collins. It looks like a horror film. So what do you think, Sheila? Does Sheila like the show? What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
This
if you
is
want,
Phil
I
Collins.
Can have her call in from home.
Sure, she could call in. It's free. If it's not, I can send her a link and she can enjoy the show. I like her opinion. This is Phil Collins. Look at your Facebook page, Pat.
Holy crap.
Exactly,
right?
He looks
like somebody's grandpa.
Worse than that, it looks like something out of a horror film, doesn't it?
Holy moly. That's hard to believe.
I know, right?
He did not age gracefully, did he?
No, he did not. He did not. And I like Phil. I like his movies, too. Yeah, that's Phil Collins there, baby. There he is.
Wow. What is
he? He's 71 years old. He's frail, health. But
he's only 71?
Yeah.
And he looks like that?
Yeah.
He used to look like this.
He
looks like he's 90.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Phil Collins shocked the world in 2011 with his announcement that he's retired. I really don't belong in that world, he said, after battling a series of health problems. The same year, Genesis was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sadly, Collins' health issues hasn't gotten any better. The singer recently admitted that his health is declining and that he struggles to do things he once held dear to him. I'll give you another picture of Phil. Here's a close-up picture. You're not going to believe this is... Oh, I can't give you because it's a web image, but it's basically the same picture you're looking at.
Okay.
reports that Phil Collins recently sat down for an interview on the BBC Breakfast to discuss Genesis' upcoming reunion tour. Collins, 70, admitted, at this time it was a year ago, he admitted that things will be much different while he's on stage this time. The musician reveals that his declining health and older age had the band figuring out what changes need to be made. One of those changes will be the fact that Collins' son, Nick, will be playing the drums during the tour as he's no longer able to do it. I'm kind of physically challenged a bit, which is very frustrating because I love to be playing up there with my son, that Collins confessed. I love to, but you know, I mean, I can barely hold a stick with this hand. So there are certain physical things that I can't do. Pancreas. Collins also suffered from acute pancreatitis, I'm thinking, after admitting to heavy alcohol. There you go.
Wow.
So I guess the theory, yeah, we're all
the people from bands that I used to watch are either aging or dying. So,
right. See, I don't think I could buy a ticket to the Stones concert. I don't.
Oh hell no.
And they're touring, by the way. I don't know if I can get a 90-year-old Mick singing. I can't get no satisfaction. It changes everything. I mean, him maybe it's like, you know, it changes. It changes when you get older. Even though he just recently got a girl pregnant, by the way.
I told you they can do it up till the age of whatever.
Yeah. Let's see, Mick Jagger, A-R-D. Let me see if I can get some news on it. I could have sworn I heard that. Let me see here, news. Okay, well, whatever. I could have sworn I saw that somewhere.
There was someone else that happened 2 weeks ago, and we were discussing it, and people thought he couldn't do it.
Al Pacino. It was Al Pacino.
Yeah, yeah.
And his friend, too. Come on. Godfather. Oh, God, I know who. I mean, he's one of my, you know, he's right there. I can't remember his name. But, yeah. Yeah. These guys are doing it. Or as the girls are doing it and thinking I'm going to blame it on you. And they're doing it. That old seed, man, that 80-year-old swimmer. Come on, I'll catch one of those eggs sooner or later. I'm going fishing. Going fishing, my friend. Yeah, that's Mick Jagger. Well, you came to the end of the show, my girl, Pat, but you brought gifts.
Yeah,
you
know.
You brought a sacrifice with Sheila. Thank you for bringing the sacrifice to the show.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope she enjoyed it. She seemed like a very nice girl. She really does.
She is.
She has a VIP. I don't know if you feel comfortable having her on the show. I mean, it's your show.
Sure.
And it's like, this is my playground. I don't want anybody to know my playground because he asks really weird questions. But
no, I don't mind. I enjoy the hell out of Sheila. So.
Now, how do you get along with her mom? Do you get along with her mom?
Well, her mom is very Hispanic and not very healthy, and she has, you know, mental issues, so it's not very easy to put up with. She lives with her mom, so.
Well, you know what? We all have a cross to bear. We live long enough, we all have something to bear.
Well, she's got her mom.
Yeah, she got her mom, but she has her great aunt too. Look at you. Does she know about your powers, that you're a psychic?
Oh yeah, I was teaching her all that stuff.
Does she believe in ghosts and entities and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah,
Well,
I taught her all that stuff, and she does know about it, and she does see her own things, and she's been psychic all her life too. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'll do a story on a ghost story, and so we can text her the link and see if she can add something to it.
Okay, Pat, well, yeah, she has some stories.
I call you on the menu my devil's delight. You are a dish for the spirits. The spirits name the dish after you. Hey, here's some Pat. Oh, it's like Pat Thanksgiving. It's Pat-giving. The spirits will celebrate Pat-giving.
How's my what?
How's your hubby?
Oh, he's good. He's good. Just a bit too hot today, you know, because of the weather.
What is the weather?
Oh, it's about 90 degrees up here today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Humid because of the lakes.
Wow.
So, yeah, it
wow.
gets a little stuffy outside.
Yeah. Well, watch out. Do you have mosquito problems then if you're by, you know, the
no.
lake and everything? Wow.
No, I've hardly seen any mosquitoes in the last couple of years.
Hmm.
I don't know why. It's
hmm.
just there's a lot less bugs in general. Which
wow.
kind of worries me. I'm not seeing bees around like I should be.
Right. You know, you're not the only one who mentioned that. And people, it's one of those underlining things, and people don't realize how important bees are, you know, to our
Without
society.
Without bees, we'd be dead.
Exactly. And they don't really understand. You know, we just had a couple of incidents where a woman was swarmed. And, you know, I've been hearing stories that we got some angry, pissed-off bees that if a pissed-off bee will follow you for a mile.
Those African ones.
Yeah, they'll follow you for a mile. They'll keep following
oh, yeah.
you. And there are some interesting things we said about the bees. You know, the myth about it is a bee stings, they die. Well, not necessarily. A bee could sting you. For instance, if they sting an animal or whatever, they won't die. But here's how they do die. When they sting a human being and they pull out from the person, their whole bottom rips apart. That's when they, you know, that's when they die, is that their stinger and their bottom just rips apart when they pull away from you, from the skin. And so that's it. And they don't know that they're going to die. A lot of people don't. You know, it's like the Black Widow. You know, I'm really amazed with the. I'm prolonging the show for you, Pat, because thank you.
Okay.
I'll just say this. This is the last one. Black Widow tend to kill you after they mate. I mean, that's what they say, right? I don't want to be the guy.
I don't know.
They after they mate, they kill the male.
Just like praying mantis, eh?
Yes. Now, we tend to know that. Haven't we learned our lesson? It's like, I mean, how sexy is she must be in the spider world? Like, hey, big guy, what? Why don't you come here and eat my spider pussy? What? I'm opening up my eight legs.
Spider
Look
pussy.
At that. Yeah, spider pussy. Have you ever had spider? No. and then he's going to go, but you will kill me. I'm not going to kill you. Look at that. It's moist and it's wet. Uh-oh. You haven't tasted spider pussy.
You'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I know. What male spider going, I want some. I mean, if I was a male spider, I would be writing my will. Dear Mom and Dad, I died like a courage of a man. I ate some spider pussy. But, my God, they know they're going to die. It's, you know, it's, why do you do it? Don't go there, no matter how sexy she is, wearing those, like, eight nylons or something. I'm like, whoa, look at those eight nylons you're wearing, baby. You sure look hot tonight. And all those eight eyes looking at me. Oh, I feel like I'm being watched. You're so sexy. No, run. And the same thing with the worker bees. It's really interesting with the worker bees and the relationship between the worker bees and the queen bee. And the queen bee could be overrun. It could be dethroned. It's very interesting in the bee life, you know. So I am very versed. Sometimes you should just have sex with me so I could talk and I can enlighten you with knowledge. I'm so cute. Well, Pat, I got to end this show right now. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry I was so late.
No, don't worry about it. In fact, by the way, every girl I've been with and I fucked, I said the same thing. Thank you for coming. Oh, he's getting a little tense. You know, I mean, I feel like a 600-pound woman sat on my bottom lip. I got to go and put it into some ice. Thank you. He could have came a little faster. And then you get the one, I do multiple. All right, listen, don't be greedy. You got one shot. Don't be greedy with the multiples. What do you think I am, a machine? That's what a vibrator for. You got one time. I don't want just one time, greedy bitch. As soon as I hear multiples, I'm leaving. Oh, here comes another one. I'm out. I told you, you know the rules. One for you. There'll be multiple multiplying. Always trying to take advantage of a good licking. And the boat. Uh-oh, the boat. It's leaving the dock. Oh, I love your smile on your face, Pat. I'll see you tomorrow.
You killed me.
What did we learn today? Well, we talked about spider pussy and the boat.
You're always talking about the boat.
Yeah. Don't forget the sprinkler. Watering the lawn.
I think I'd be laughing so much that I'd have trouble concentrating.
I know. You want the sprinkler or the boat? I'm going to see you tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, sweetheart.
Okay. Post bye-bye. It so I know what time.
I sure will. I'll put it in your Facebook.
Okay,
and
thank you, dear.
And I will leave you with sprinkler talk.
Okay.